This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Woodpeckers enter Saturday night, having already dropped this series to the Down East Wood Ducks. Four in a row dropped at home, but tonight a chance to grab one against the North Division opponent, Down East, the Texas Rangers affiliate, getting ready to take on the Woodpeckers in Game 5 of 6. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman, and it's great to have you along for another night of Woodpeckers baseball live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch app for our online radio broadcast, MILB.TV, and Bally Live for video broadcast tonight. Colin, the Woodpeckers yesterday had one nice stretch through the lineup where they doubled four times in the seventh inning, scored three runs. Only problem was that came when they were already down 7-0. They were unable to dig their way out of that hole. They've constantly found themselves trailing early in games in this series. Down East has scored in the first inning every single night, including three runs yesterday against Trey Dombrowski. What does Tyler Guilfoyle have to do tonight to kill off that trend?
Well, the simple answer is not give up any runs, of course. But Down East has just come out of the gate swinging the last couple of nights. In the first couple of games when they got those runs, they were very patient at the plate, made Andrew Taylor on Tuesday throw 30 pitches. They did the same to Jose Fleury on Wednesday. But the last two nights, it's been just pure aggression at the plate, straight out of the gates, putting the ball in play, generating some offense, and it certainly worked out. They have to let them give up any runs in the homestand against Fredericksburg and Carolina in the first eight games of the season. Now all of a sudden they've got a 4 ERA as a team in this first inning. Good news is Down East susceptible as well. The highest first inning ERA out of any team in the Carolina League at 6.00. We just haven't seen it in this series, but hey, we still have two more games left to play. We saw an offensive outburst in the seventh inning. The question is, can the Woodpeckers carry it over into tonight's first inning?
The Woodpeckers coming in 8-10 now on the season, their lowest mark of the year, two games back of 500. Down East at 10-8 with their four straight wins this weekend. Down East carries a half-game deficit in the division out of first place. They're in third in the North and in the South. Fayetteville, despite this tough stretch, losing 7 of 8, two of the eight of their last 10, they're at 3.5 games out of first place behind the Kannapolis Cannonballers at 11-6, Myrtle Beach at 11-7, Columbia at 10-8, and Fayetteville 8-10, still in front of Augusta and Charleston. We have starting lineups for you coming up in one moment. It's right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle and left-hander Seth Clark, who will serve as the opener tonight for an inning. Aiden Curry, the right-hander from New York, will take over right thereafter come the second. Big crowd on this Saturday, beautiful weather that we're enjoying, and now we send it down to field level for you for the playing of the national anthem right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. First pitch is coming up next between the Wood Ducks and the Woodpeckers, Battle of the Birds, Game 5.
go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
It is a busy weekend in downtown Fayetteville. We've got Dogwood Festival across the street. Some of the best bands around the state are playing, and we've got baseball here at Segra Stadium. What a weekend and what weather we have for you. Great to be with you for game 5 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV, where you can catch our coverage tonight. Fayetteville has dropped 4 in a row here at home. Yesterday, they fell behind in the middle inning 7-0. They got a 3-run 7th inning, but that was all. And they have already lost this series to the North Division Down East Wood Ducks, coming in at 10-8, Fayetteville at 8-10. But tonight, they turn to right-hander Tyler Guilfoyle to right the ship. And he has been fantastic, one of the best arms in the Fayetteville rotation this season. He had a 5-inning start, scoreless against Columbia back on April 18th. 4 scoreless innings in the bullpen last Sunday, and he comes in with a 9-inning scoreless stretch to tonight's start, his 4th appearance and second start of the year. Guilfoyle with 11 2/3 total innings of work, 2 earned runs surrendered. That's good for a 1.54 ERA, 5 walks, 13 strikeouts, and he gets ready to face this Down East Wood Ducks lineup that has scored at least one run in every first inning this week. We'll see what Yason Morabel, Abby Ortiz, and Tucker Mitchell can do to try and keep that going at the top of the order. Miguel Villarreal bats cleanup. Yosi Galan is 5th. Jojo Blackman 6th. And the bottom 3, Glader Figueroa, Daniel Cueva, and Connor Piotto. First pitch of our ball game is out, and it is called a strike to the lefty Yason Morabel. It is, as we mentioned, a very nice day in Fayetteville today. Scattered clouds above our head and 81 degrees. There's another fastball in there for strike two. Good day for a bucket hat giveaway. First 1,000 in the ballpark are rocking these red bucket hats that help keep you shaded on this warm Saturday evening. We timed that giveaway out well. Here's the wind kick in the 0-2. Morabel takes a slider down and outside. And the count is 1-2. Morabel out in right field today. The Wood Ducks are in the greens with Wood Ducks in orange across the chest. Orange numbers on the backs, a gray pant and a black batting helmet. Pitch on the outside edge, and it just missed. Sandro Gaston popped out of the crouch thinking that was strike three. But it'll be 2-2. Fayetteville is in the home whites today. The black ball cap with the Woodpecker logo on the front. Woodpeckers in white across the chest. The black numbers and nameplates on the back as a ground ball is pushed past the mound. It's fielded by Lofton. It's short, shuffling over to behind second. And he fires over to first to get Morabel for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Abby Ortiz. The Woodpeckers with the black belts, the white pants, a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Guilfoyle wears the socks low. And it'll bring up the left-handed hitting DH Abby Ortiz, who homered yesterday. And the wind pitch, first one from Guilfoyle, is taken for a strike. Change up on the outside corner.
The second of the series, had one earlier in the week. Starting to really heat up at the plate. That's exactly what Down East needs, a lot more power in the middle of the lineup.
There's a hack and a foul back into the netting. And Golan quickly down, make it Abby Ortiz quickly down 0-2. He hit his home run just to the right of the center field batter's eye yesterday. Put in the perfect spot and hit it out to one of the deeper parts of the park. Ortiz will back out, call for time. It was his second home run of the year. Gives him 6 RBIs on the season. He drove in 2 yesterday with a sac fly as well. Checks his swing on a high fastball. No appeal, and it's 1-2. batting .277 over his first 14 games, 13 hits in 47 at-bats. A pair of doubles to go along with those two home runs. Guilfoyle misses with a slider below the zone, and it's 2-2. A slight shift on for the Fayetteville infield. Jackson Lofton over from short. He's pressed up the middle. Now the 2-2 pitch. Ortiz swings, hits a hard liner on a one-hop past Ballo and out into left field. Ballo was positioned perfectly to make that play, but it was so well struck, and it short-hopped him right at his ankles. He tried to go with the baseball and carry the momentum with it, but it skipped by him, and that'll be a clean hit for Ortiz. Tucker Mitchell stepping in, and let's meet the rest of the Fayetteville defense tonight.
Ballo over at third for the first time in a Woodpeckers uniform. Jackson Lofton, the shortstop, saw him make the play earlier in the inning. Leo's Danny Molina is at second, and Ryan Clifford comes in from the outfield to play first base. Luis Encarnacion in left field.
Here's a ground ball out to short. Lofton has it, the underhand to second. Molina's turn to first is not in time. Clifford with a nice dig over at first base. But it'll go to the fielder's choice, two away, and bring up Miguel Villarreal.
Encarnacion in left field, Zach Cole in center, John Garcia the right fielder today, and Sandro Gastone, after getting yesterday off, he is behind the plate doing the catching for Guilfoyle.
So man on first and two away, no score, just underway on a Saturday night. Start a little bit early tonight compared to our 7:05 weekday start time. First pitch fastball gets Villarreal swinging and missing. He's batting .217 with a home run and seven driven in. Three doubles on the season for the right-handed hitter. He's playing over at second base in this one. The pitch from Guilfoyle. High fastball into his late swinging again. Nothing in two. Big hole in the right side. Leo Stanley Molina vacated straight up second. He's towards the middle. And the outfield straight up. Mitchell off of first, pretty sizable lead. Tyler Guilfoyle at the belt, trying to get out of a scoreless first. His kick, his pitch is down and inside. And it's 2-2. Miguel Villarreal from Venezuela, undrafted free agent, or should say international free agent signing back in 2019. And another two-strike pitch with a runner on the move. A swing at a high slider, pulled inside to the third baseline. Ballo fields with a backhand, doesn't go to first, fires on to second, and Tucker Mitchell dives back into the bag safely. Probably the best decision that Ballo could have made. That ground ball pulled him into foul territory on the third base side of the line. Even the strongest of arms aren't usually going to get that throw over. And he saw Tucker Mitchell take a pretty big round of second base and tried to go the shorter way to get the final out, but it'll be two on. Villarreal comes away with a single. Second base hit of the inning for the Wood Ducks and a violation on the batter. Home plate umpire Chris Janke calls the play dead and gives Yosi Galan a strike. He wasn't engaged by the 8-second mark. So here's the first official pitch. And it's a slider down in the dirt, knocked down by Gastone. And it's 1-1. Janke working the plate, and on the bases is Michael Corbett. The two-man umpiring crew today in the black caps, the black polos, and the dark gray pants. This will be the 17th pitch of the inning for Tyler Guilfoyle. The former Kentucky Wildcat throws. The 1-1 is called a strike on the upper inside corner to Galan.
Some pretty crazy splits for Guilfoyle. He's had so much success this season against right-handed batters. .043 opponent average. As far as lefties go, they're hitting .300 against Guilfoyle.
He's been a strike away from getting out of the inning now on a couple of occasions. Here it is to Galan. He gets him with a slider. And that'll do it for the Wood Ducks. First time this week that they do not score a run in the opening inning. Downey's starter will have to play it in a scoreless game going out there to the hill. We'll see Seth Clark when we come back. Clifford, Encarnacion, and Cole to lead it off. The rest of the Woodpeckers lineup as well when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Let's hear a Saturday welcome for Bunker! You sound so good. Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. For the Wood Ducks, Seth Clark. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 15, Ryan Clifford.
Just underway on a Saturday night in Fayetteville. Game 5 of this series in Fayetteville, looking for their first win of the week against Down East. Ryan Clifford leads it off against left-hander Seth Clark. Luis Encarnacion and Zach Cole will follow. And the first pitch home to Clifford is called strike one. John Garcia, the cleanup hitter today. Ricardo Ballo, fifth, and Sandro Gastone, sixth. The bottom three are Dari Lorenzo, Leo Stanley Molina, and Jackson Lofton. Fastball called to strike to Ryan Clifford, and it's quickly nothing and two. Clifford yesterday extended the on-base streak to 17 games beginning the year with his RBI double in the seventh. Here's the pitch home, and a slider spins very far outside. Clifford batting .339 over those 17 games, top average on the team, 4 doubles, 2 home runs, and 12 driven in, second on the club. Slight shift on the infield, the pitch to Clifford, and he swings and skies it out to center. JoJo Blackman drifting off to his right into the alleyway. He has it with a one-handed snag, and that is out number one. Brings up Luis Encarnacion. Seth Clark is the arm out there today for Down East. He's expected to be an opener. That's kind of the role he has played this year, the pitch the first inning and then turn the ball over to Aiden Curry come the second. Seth Clark, no record, no ERA. He has not given up an earned run over 7 innings of work this year. The pitch home, and Encarnacion chops it past the mound, shallow towards second, fielded in the baseline by Villarreal, his throw to first in time, and there's 2 quick outs. So Zach Cole coming up, and quickly Colin has the Down East defense for you.
If he keeps pitching like this, they might have to give him the second inning. Yossi Galan out in left field. We saw Blackman in center. Nason Morabel, the right fielder. Glader Figueroa at third. Donyer Cueva at second, at short rather. Miguel Villarreal, the second baseman. Tucker Mitchell at first, and Connor Piotto makes his series debut behind the plate for Clark.
Left on left with Zach Cole stepping in. And the first pitch is a changeup below the zone. Cole is batting .206. He's trying to keep that average above .200. Up and inside on him, 2-0. Cole with a pair of doubles. His 3 home runs still lead the team, and as do his 14 RBIs. Finished yesterday 0 for 4, wasn't a part of the offense. 2-0. And Cole muscles up, misses a fastball from the lefty Seth Clark. 2 balls and a strike. Seth Clark, a Georgia State grad, originally from the state of Georgia, grew up in Loganville. And a 23-year-old who was signed as a non-drafted free agent going back to 2022. Cole, a little early, look out. That ball hops over the railing of the Woodpeckers dugout and got a piece of somebody. It looks like it's Luis Encarnacion that's walking to the other end of the dugout and is going to take a seat on the bench. I think it looked like he put his hand up and blocked the foul ball. That pitch runs up and inside and clips Cole on the elbow guard. So Seth Clark, strike away from getting out of a scoreless first, will carry on with a base runner and bring up John Garcia, the cleanup hitter.
Cole, I feel like he's gotten hit a lot this year. A couple of times we've seen pitchers run inside on him. He does crowd the plate a bit. Makes it a lot tougher to pitch to him inside. And for Clark, a getaway fastball.
First pitch inside on a slider to John Garcia. Yeah, you're not wrong, Colin. That's the fourth time that Zach Cole's been hit by a pitch this year. Team leader is this guy, John Garcia, who took a 94-mile-per-hour fastball between the shoulder blades yesterday from Brock Porter. Runner on the move to second. Pickoff throw goes that way. Throw to second base, and Cole is in there. The throw from Mitchell was off of the bag. It forced Villarreal to dive to his right to bring it in. And Cole, who is nearly dead meat, breaking for second. The pickoff throw going to first, comes away with a stolen bag.
Ends up being his sixth of the year. He's now in sole possession of the lead. Breaks a tie with Rolando Espinosa on the team.
The one ball, no strike pitch to Garcia. And he rips a line drive foul down the third baseline.
I don't know what it is, but it seems like we haven't gotten to see Cole run a lot. His batting average around 200, so obviously hasn't, you know, gotten that average up towards 300 yet. But even so, the extra base hits just haven't really allowed him to show off his speed.
The 1-1 is a little high, but we've got a balk. A balk has been called on Seth Clark. Michael Corbett, the base umpire, who hasn't been shy of calling him this week, gets Clark with one. That sends Cole to third. And Clark will step off. I'd say it's been about a 50-60% hit rate on the pitchers in this series that have been called for a balk, at least one. 1-1 is a little inside on Garcia, turns away from a slider. Goes to two balls and one strike on John Garcia. Batting an even 200. He has seven hits over 35 at-bats. Takes a changeup on the outer corner for a strike. It's 2-2. Garcia with a pair of home runs, and he has driven in three. And he has a double on the year. Clark's pitch is up high. Got the chance to talk to John Garcia a little bit today about his time growing up in the Dominican Republic and then moving to the States, living out in New York. And he said that's when his baseball career really took off, once he moved to the States and started playing competitively in New York amongst all that East Coast competition. So there's an outside slider, and he tosses aside the bat, unbuckles the gear, and Fayetteville will have runners on the corners with two outs. They're trying to take their first lead in a first inning this week. Every game, each four of this series prior to tonight, they have started by trailing, and they're trying to change that story with Ricardo Ballo digging in. Clark set pitch. And Ballo rips a line drive. Diving catch by Cueva, short. What a grab by the down east shortstop. Cueva with a swan dive to his left-hand side. Pulls in a blistering liner from Ballo. Saves the run and ends the inning. Woodpeckers leave him at the corners. And we're scoreless. Going to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Well, you make a man dream come true.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Wood Ducks, the center fielder, number 21, JoJo Blackman.
Top two in Fayetteville. We're scoreless after one. Tyler Guilfoyle is back on the mound in his first pitch to JoJo Blackman. It was a fastball in the middle for strike one. Blackman looked like he was going to try and bunt there. Pulled back, but a strike anyways. Blackman, Figueroa, and Cueva, the 6, 7, and 8, are going to bat here. The check swing on a changeup, and he didn't go. 1-1. JoJo Blackman went deep yesterday. One of three Wood Ducks to hit solo home runs. It was his first of the year. And he looks at a strike on a changeup. It's 1-2. Blackman on the season still batting just .088, so he was happy to see one clear the wall. Fastball up high. And pardon me, it was actually his second home run of the year. Two of his three hits this year have been on the other side of the wall.
Talk about feast or famine.
Wine kick, 2-2 pitch, and Blackman looks at a slider on the inside. Strike three called.
And scouts really like Tyler Guilfoyle's slider coming out of the University of Kentucky because it moves just like that. Not only that, but also it's just so tough to pick up and decipher what's his fastball and what's that sharp breaking slider. And if you guess wrong, it is almost impossible to adjust to by the time it leaves its hand.
First pitch to Glader Figueroa, hits softly towards first, up along the grass for Clifford. He fields, underhand flips to the covering Tyler Guilfoyle and gets the out. Guilfoyle fielding his position well, brings up Daniel Cueva. Guilfoyle, the eighth rounder last season by Houston, one of those pitchers selected in the top 10, and the bulk of them are right here at Segra Stadium that we've seen in this series. Yesterday, Nolan DeVos, the fifth rounder, earlier on Tuesday, and who we'll see tomorrow, Andrew Taylor, Michael Knorr, second and third round guys. So Guilfoyle, a part of that contingent of arms. Here's a bunt right out in front of the plate, barehanded by Gaston quickly, zips it up the line, and they get Daniel Cueva trying to play some small ball with two outs. So 1-2-3 snappy inning for Tyler Guilfoyle. We go bottom two, scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Find out which is the fastest. It's time for the fast food race.
It is indeed time for the fast food race. I'm over here in left field. I've got two condiments and one hot dog. They're going to run the entire warning track. Place your bets. It's either ketchup, mustard, or the hot dog. Condiments, are you ready? Hot dog, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! And they're off. It's neck and neck. Oh, the hot dog's taking the lead. Hot dog taking the lead. Ketchup and mustard want to put themselves on the hot dog, but it's not going to happen. It looks like hot dog all day. Come on, folks, cheer on the hot dog. So close. It's all hot dog all day long. Give it up for the hot dog. Hey, Segra Stadium, give me a go, Packers, on three. 1, 2, 3. That's right.
Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 3, Aiden Curry.
Like quantum physics, physics. Feeling your energy, feeling your spirit. If this is the end, I need one more visit. It's showing me love, but I still feel empty.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 47, Sandro.
Scoreless in the bottom of the second. First time we've been able to say that in this series. Down East has gone two scoreless innings against Tyler Guilfoyle. And we have a quick stoppage as they close the right field gate, had the truck on the field. So Sandro Gaston is going to lead it off. He'll be followed by Dari Lorenzo, the DH, and then Leo Stanley Molina, the second baseman. Woodpeckers threatened with runners on the corners in the first and would have had a run if not for a diving catch on a line drive from Ricardo Ballo. That was Cueva short, spearing one out of the air, making a great play and keeping this game scoreless. There is a new right-hander to tell you about. Aiden Curry takes over. Seth Clark, the lefty, was the opener. Now it's Curry. And he misses low with a fastball to Gaston. It's 2-0. So Seth Clark goes one inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strike. One walk, that is. A hit by a pitch and a strikeout. There's a fastball right at the top of the zone. And it's 2-1 on Sandro. Gaston on the season, batting an even 200 with his five doubles, no home runs. Cues this one off the end of the bat. A roller behind the first base bag, scooped up by Mitchell. He strolls over to first, touches himself, and that's a three unassisted. Dari Lorenzo coming up now.
And Curry last year had one appearance in the Carolina League at the very end of the year on September 4th against these Fayetteville Woodpeckers down at Granger Stadium. He ended up going 3 1/3 scoreless innings, but he did have issues with walks. Walked five batters while striking out six, so not a whole lot of balls in play during his outing.
Dari Lorenzo now, and he takes a swing at a first pitch fastball. 94 miles an hour on the stadium gun from Aiden Curry. First time we've seen Curry on the hill this week in Fayetteville as he delivers. And gets a strike by the eyes of Lorenzo. Nothing and two. Aiden Curry, 6'5", originally from New York. Undrafted free agent signing in 2020. And Lorenzo swings and hits a fly out into center. Blackman retreats on it, reaches up, pulls it in for out number two. And now it's Leo Stanley Molina. Curry with a 2.84 ERA entering today. His fourth appearance and second out of the bullpen. Goes off speed on the first one for strike one. Curry with 12 and two-thirds innings of work. As he pitches, Molina takes outside for ball one. 13 and a third now with his two outs, and he's got 19 strikeouts over that stretch to just five walks. He's only given up one home run all year and four earned runs. 1-1 to Molina. Gets him swinging. A slider. He was out in front. So one and two. First baseman Mitchell plays off the line as Aiden Curry gets the target up and in. So here's the pitch. And it misses outside. Missed his spot with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Leo was a part of that doubles barrage yesterday. He contributed an RBI double at the bottom of the order. Comes into today's game, batting 217 over 13 games. Pitch is outside. Then he'll get to the backstop.
Had a pair of hits on Thursday as well. We're starting to see Molina get some of that momentum in his bat back. We saw him have a really strong end to the Fredericksburg series before going out on the road and then cooled off quite a bit in Columbia.
Yeah, he's upped his early season average by about 40 points since the start of this series. There's a pitch just off the outside corner. Aiden Curry thought he had it. Instead, it's ball four to Molina. And another two-out base runner for the Woodpeckers. They put 2-1 with two out in the first. Weren't able to bring him around. See what Jackson Lofton can do, hitting ninth tonight. Jackson Lofton steps in off a tough night yesterday, struck out four times. Molina off of first. Lofton swings at the first one. It's 0-1. The average just at 109 for Lofton so far. Six hits, and two of them have gone for doubles. And he's managed to drive in three runs as well. Big hole on the right side. Villarreal pressed towards the middle from second. Out of the stretch, Curry delivers, and Lofton fouls a breaking ball between his feet for strike two. One more game to play in the month of April. That is tomorrow, and then we begin May on the road in Salem, May 2nd, against the Red Sox affiliate in Virginia. See if Molina gets aggressive here with two strikes. Curry at the shoulders. Here's the pitch home. Lofton takes a slider down and outside. It's ball one. Woodpeckers did make a roster move today. They'll have Rolando Espinoza going out to AAA for coverage. Good chance we see Rolando again, but Espinoza not available tonight for Fayetteville off of the bench. Lofton ready. The 1-2 pitch is down and inside on him, and that levels it at two balls and two strikes.
A weekend trip to Texas for Espinoza.
Not bad. Rack up the airline miles. And, hey, if you play, you never know. Those coverage spots for you. If you play well, we've seen it happen before where guys end up staying in the spot they're at. Espinoza's played a couple of games at AAA already in his career. Same kind of spot. Spinning a throw over to first. The tag dropped on the back of Molina diving back in, but he does a couple of push-ups. He's safe, and he'll stay on first. Woodpeckers have forced Aiden Curry to throw 17 pitches in his opening inning of work. Here's the high set of the shoulders. Curry's 2-2. Lofton turns around a liner, but hooks it foul along the third baseline. Even despite the Woodpeckers' run, hitting troubles at times in this series, they still have the fifth-best average team-wide, team collectively in the league at 243. They've scored the fourth most runs. Next run they score will be the 100th of the season, and they're tied for fourth in the home run department as well. Here's the kick, the 2-2. Lofton chops it out towards third. Backing up on it, Figueroa fields at the fringe of the grass. Long throw to first and a backhand swooping grab by Mitchell to end the inning. Jackson Lofton almost hustled it out but unable to beat it out. Woodpeckers leave a man on. Three left stranded over the first two innings. And we are scoreless. Going to the third on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV.
And electrical knees. Look to the camera and show us those tumblers.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune in feelings. But someday you'll pay.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle.
You know that you are.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Wood Ducks, the catcher, number 23, Connor Piatto.
Tyler Guilfoyle returns to the mound for the top of the third inning. We are scoreless, and now to take you through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin.
Thank you so much, Chappie. Breaking ball to Connor Piatto, who is making his first at-bat of the series. That is a called strike one for Guilfoyle. Lefty catcher well out in front of that pitch, hitting 222, 2-for-9 on the year. No runs, no RBIs, no home runs, rather, no RBIs. He has scored a run and also has doubled as a part of one of his two hits. Theodo lofts one in the air, falling quickly down the left field line. This will drop into the corner. Theodo rounds first, and he has himself his second double of the season, right on cue. A leadoff double to begin the third inning, and the third hit surrendered by Tyler Guilfoyle. First time that Down East has gotten a leadoff man on this afternoon.
Looked like Encarnacion at first tried to come in on that ball, and then he had to change his angle. He almost took a right angle to it. Not the best angle on that ball. Don't know if it might have been able to stretch that to a double for Piotto, but put it in a tough spot to make a play.
So Wright State University alum stands on second base. And back to the top of the order as Yason Morabel takes a fastball away.
That is the alma mater of Quincy Hamilton.
Out of Dayton, Ohio, Buckeye State. Pitch number 30 coming from Guilfoyle. And it misses just outside. Morabel rounded out to short to begin the ball game. Small lead for Piotto off second. 2-0. Morabel way out in front, sends a towering fly ball into shallow right field, crossing into foul territory. It lands fair, and it hits off the glove of Molina and drops. Up to third goes Piotto. Safely at first, Morabel. Things starting to get out of control for Fayetteville in the third inning rather than the first today. Runners in the corners, nobody out. We'll see how they end up scoring that. I think it'll be an error, though, on Molina.
Yeah, I think you have to give Leo one there. He was kind of underneath the spot. For whatever reason, was on the wrong side of the line last second, tried to make a correction. Got quite a bit of the glove on it. And the unfortunate thing is, if that ball falls foul, then you got a foul ball, but landed on the fair side of the line.
It will be an E4 on Molina. Fifth error in the last three games for the Woodpeckers. Fastball misses outside. Pardon me, the sixth, actually. Trey Dombrowski yesterday with a first-inning error, the pitcher, and then four. That took place on Thursday. Defensively, just has not been the Woodpeckers series. Abby Ortiz fouls off the 1-0 pitch. Ortiz ripped a single right through the glove of Ricardo Ballo. Guilfoyle with three hits surrendered. Most he's given up this year is four. Came in his last outing against Columbia on the road. 2-1 now. Guilfoyle, formerly of Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, prior to transferring to the University of Kentucky in his hometown of Lexington. Ball in the dirt, Gastone, the good block. Keeps it in front of him. It's 3-1. Lipscomb, with half a dozen major leaguers in its history, including former Rockies reliever Rex Brothers. It's taken in the first round in 2009. Fastball up and away, and this will load the bases with nobody out as Ortiz draws a walk. And the most dangerous hitter, Down East lineup to start the year, Tucker Mitchell, will get a chance to get his team on the board first.
Yeah, this is one of those spots with, you know, how these early innings have gone. Down East has been able to capitalize on a lot of them. Just so happens they've got their best guy at the plate, like you mentioned, Colin. And if you're Guilfoyle here, the middle infield's kind of telling you they're pressed back. You'll probably take a double play in exchange for a run if you get something on the ground.
Double play depth appears what the Woodpeckers are shading towards as some crazy side spin on the first pitch foul ball up the first base line, tracked down by Clifford, who lobs it into the stands. Forcing any base for Guilfoyle in Fayetteville's defense. Something hit hard enough to third. You wonder if Lofton come on home with it. Try to get the lead runner. That's Piotto at third. Led off the inning with a double. Guilfoyle with the 0-1, breaking ball down and outside. Mitchell ground into a fielder's choice his first time up, was able to prevent the inning-ending double play, hustling down the line. At average at 4.32 for Tucker. One-one, outside corner, 1-2. Mitchell out of the State College of Florida in Bradenton. Bradenton, the home of the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliate. A swing and a miss, and Mitchell way out in front of the slider. Big-time strikeout for Guilfoyle. He picks up his third of the outing and the first out of the third. Now the Woodpeckers can get out of the inning with a double play ball. Miguel Villarroel, 1-for-1 today. Righty against righty, the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Lofton backhands, it steps on the bag. Throw across the diamond, it's dug out by Clifford, and it's a double play. Excellent job on both ends by the corner infielders. Lofton snagged it. And on the throw, he dragged that back foot across the bag, threw it a little bit low, and Clifford bailed him out on the other end. The Woodpeckers get out of the jam, bases loaded, nobody out, and they refuse to let any run score. To the bottom half of the third, still no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game. Today, it's Steve Terry. There he is. Cool as a fan.
I'm not ashamed to say stand up and take a bow. And when we both get older, with walking canes and hair of gray, have no fear, even though it's hard to hear, I will stand here close and say thank you for being a friend.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Now playing right field for the Wood Ducks, number 2, Andres Mesa. Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Aiden Curry. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 15, Ryan Clifford.
After some impressive defense to end the top half of the third inning, first baseman Ryan Clifford leads it off for Fayetteville in the bottom half. Top of the order due up, Aiden Curry, the right-hander, back on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Fastball misses outside. We've seen much of Clifford in the corner outfield positions this year, either in left or right. I think this is just his second time at first base on the year as he watches a breaking ball miss outside. Looked like a natural. He's just a defensively skilled player. Doesn't really matter what the position is. We've seen him make some great throws in right, some excellent catches in the outfield as well. And in this situation, a bad throw from Lofton, and Clifford dug it out of the dirt for him. Count 3-0 on Clifford. He takes ball 4 high, and that on-base streak up to 18 games to start the regular season. One shy of tying the longest on-base streak to start Fayetteville Woodpeckers season. Cody Orr did it last year, 19 games. Nario Rodriguez the year prior. And Clifford has a chance at setting history tomorrow if he is, in fact, in the lineup. He's on, nobody out, and Luis Encarnacion takes a fastball outside. Despite taking all these walks, he's still been able to hit for well over 300 and add on a lot of extra base hits. Truly a five-tool player. Can't forget about his speed either. He's got a couple of stolen bases to start the year. Encarnacion, well laid on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball by Curry. Clifford, the number four-ranked prospect in the system. Encarnacion 0-for-1 with a ground out. And he sends one skyward straight back. Encarnacion had his big swing of the series a couple of nights ago, launching his first single-A home run, a two-run shot in the fifth inning. The time got Fayetteville within one. That's as close as they'd get. Fastball high, and again, Curry seems like he's having a little bit of trouble pulling that fastball down. Curry from Ossining, New York. Went to high school in the Bronx at Fordham Prep. Fouled off by Encarnacion. There's Fordham University right there in the city. The Rams play in the A-10. Great broadcasting school as well. Two balls, two strikes. Curry from the stretch. He delivers. Fastball in tight, and Encarnacion working the count full. We're starting to see the Woodpeckers work deep counts against Down East staff, turning the tables a little bit. That's what the Wood Ducks did Tuesday and Wednesday to really eat into the starting pitchers that Fayetteville sent out. Payoff pitch, down and away, ball four, and it's back-to-back walks issued by Curry to start the bottom of the third inning, and that will prompt a mound visit.
Yeah, you just in a spot like Fayetteville's been the last couple of nights, you know, there have been some quick innings. They've been struggling to get multiple base runners on in an inning. So maybe you just sit back on a night like tonight and you take some pitches. You look at some pitches to start at bats. You try and work deep counts. Like you said, Colin, they've done a good job of doing that today. And you get on and, yeah, the hits haven't been falling, but in a spot like this, walks as good as a hit. Get the first two men on and... now that heart of the order gets to try and do some damage. A lot of momentum can come out of those double plays as well. Ending an inning on the defensive end helps spark a lineup, get them to try and back that up.
Pitching coach Julio Valdez walking slowly back to the dugout as Zach Cole steps into the batter's box. Cole was plunked first at bat, ended up at third base in the first, but was stranded there to end the inning. Clifford at second, Encarnacion at first. Curry starts him off with the changeup. Seemed like Cole was still a bit behind it, 0-1. Cole, the team leader in home runs with three, although it's been a bit of time since he's hit his last. Back at the start of the Columbia series. Cole lines one, sinking quickly. That will fall into center field for a base hit. Clifford will get the stop sign at third. A couple of walks and a Zach Cole single have loaded the bases in the bottom of the third with nobody out. And cleanup man John Garcia will step to the box. It's the exact situation that Down East had the top half of the inning. Loaded the bases, nobody out. They were unable to score. Can Fayetteville capitalize in the same situation? Garcia drew a walk his first time against Seth Clark, the starter, the opener in this game, who just went one inning, paving the way for Curry to enter. Slider outside, 1-0. Clark's official line, the one inning, no runs, no hits. One walk, one hit batter, no strikeouts. Garcia, it's a fastball, it's 1-1. Woodpeckers have not scored first at any point in this series. Big chance to change that. Breaking ball, and Curry starting to get his command back, 1-2. could be significant. Fayetteville 7-2 this year when they fire the opening salvo, including 5-1 at home as time is called. Garcia wants another second. Couple of guys that went to school in the Bronx doing battle. 1-2, and Garcia way out in front swings through the slider for a strikeout, the first by any Downey's pitcher in this ball game. First for Curry, and more importantly for him, the first out of this third with the bases still loaded.
Yeah, similar innings for Guilfoyle and Curry now. You load up the bases, nobody out, get that strikeout, and you put yourself in a better spot. Chance to get out of an inning. That slider that Curry has is tough. High 80s, that looks like a fastball coming out of the hand. It can mess with you.
Ricardo Ballo, batting from the left side, takes ball one outside. Woodpeckers have the one grand slam on the year. It came exactly 2 weeks ago. Seventh inning, Zach Cole, go-ahead grand slam. Cole standing at first base, Luis Encarnacion at second, Ryan Clifford at third. 1-0. This is inside on Ballo. Ballo hit one hard in his first at-bat. Thought it might have been an RBI single to left center, but a diving play by Donyer Cueva robbed him of bringing home the opening score. Curry's 2-0. And Ballo sends it right over our heads, foul. Ballo, born in Santiago, capital of Dominican Republic. Coming off a strong year last year in the FCL where he hit 277. Swing and a miss, 2-2. He did not hit any home runs though last year. He isn't homered since the 2021 calendar year in the FCL. Base hit, though, would be more than enough for the time being. Curry trying to battle out of the jam, looking for another punch out. 2-2. Misses upstairs, fills the count. Sandro Gaston waiting on deck. Nowhere to put him. Six-five right-hander comes set. Payoff pitch. And Ballo hits it in the air to left field. Gallan sizing it up. Clifford tagging up. He makes the catch. Clifford heads home. The throw will be cut off. It's a sacrifice fly for Ricardo Ballo. And for the first time in this series, Fayetteville has struck first. It's 1-0 in the third.
That's all you got to do. Situational hitting. You don't think about clearing them, just getting that first run in. Give your pitcher on the other side. Guilfoyle has been working hard to lead and just deep enough to get Clifford in.
Sandro Gaston bats with two on, two away. Takes a huge rip at the first pitch fastball and sends it out of play. Second RBI in a Woodpeckers uniform for Ricardo. Doesn't affect his batting average either, being a sac fly. Now 4-for-14 in his fifth game in single A. Gaston got the breaking ball, and he's in a hole 0-2. If you're Curry, you'll certainly take giving up just one run with the bases loaded, nobody out, in the middle of the order. And he had to go through to get out of the jam. Look at Encarnacion, now is 0-2. Skipped in the dirt, stopped by Piotto. Big Saturday crowd here at Segra Stadium. Busy weekend in downtown Fayetteville. Dogwood Festival going on just across the way. 1-2, and Gastone, it's a pop-up. This will barely leave the infield. Figueroa calls off the shortstop. Cueva makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Fayetteville unable to break this one open, but they do get the opening run on a sac fly from Ricardo Ballo. After three full, Fayetteville 1, Down East nothing from Segra Stadium.
College of Biblical Studies. This year, 2023, we are celebrating 50 years of ministry. More to the point, we're celebrating 50 years of God's faithfulness to the college. In the past 50 years, God's graciously sent more than 7,000 men and women for us to train. Our mission is to train men and women through biblical higher education for a lifetime of effective servant leadership. The students, graduates are all over the globe, and we're grateful for God's goodness to us. We have a saying we use often, which is, your calling, our mission. Now enjoy the rest of the game. Go Woodpeckers.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize and thank Carolina College of Biblical Studies. For more information, stop by their table on the first base concourse. Off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the left fielder, number 28, Yossi Galan.
Tyler Guilfoyle back on the mound for Fayetteville, pitching with a lead, 1-0 Woodpeckers at Segra. Breaking ball to start off, Yossi Galan. Ball to strike, Galan. Went down swinging against Guilfoyle, his first AB, back in the first. Takes one that dips just below the knees. A change to tell you about. Right fielder Yason Morabell for the Down East Wood Ducks has been pulled from the game. Andres Mesa will now hit first and play right. Sandro Gastone stopped there in the dirt, discards the baseball, 2-1. Saw that change being made before the bottom of the third inning. So Mesa was out there for that bottom half. Guilfoyle's 45th pitch is hammered. Deep left field. Back goes Encarnacion. He turns, and it's gone. Third home run of the season for Yossi Galan, and it did not take long for the Wood Ducks to get that run back. They tie it at 1 in the top of the fourth. Line drive right into their own bullpen.
Yeah, it actually skipped, yeah, right off the top of the yellow padding out there. Just barely got out of here. Yossi Galan, strong as they come, and he was looking for a pitch up high. Got the one he wanted, started the swing at the right time, turned on it, and tie ball game, just like that. On their only hit as well, or their fourth hit make it. Woodpeckers with the one hit.
Big swing by JoJo Blackman, comes up empty. He's got a home run in this series as well. Went down looking in his first at-bat. That's a ball 1-1. It's the first home run that Guilfoyle has surrendered at single A. Did give up one in his brief time with the Complex Astros last year after being drafted. Blackman sitting comfortably. It's 2-1. Now 3-1. This Down East Wood Ducks bunch just refusing to go away. We've seen it all series long. Been able to lead for a good portion of the four games they've won. Even when they trail, they did not trail for a substantial period of time as the count now full. good example of that was on Wednesday. Fayetteville put up three runs to take the lead in the seventh. They responded with five of their own in the eighth. Payoff pitch is lined sharply into left field, and Blackman has himself a single. And Encarnacion fires it back in. Back-to-back hits for the Wood Ducks to start the fourth inning. Blackman struggled to hit the ball for contact, but man, when he squares it up, that ball just jumps off the bat.
Well, it's one of the things they really liked about him coming out of high school was his exit velocities that he was measuring, 110, 111, he was up there.
And he's on the move, he's got speed. Gaston throws it down, it one hops off of Lofton, hits his knee, he's going to try for third, the throw is in time. Wait, no, we've got a signal saying that there was interference, I believe. And that's going to have Ricky Rivera come out. He's going to argue with Mike Corbett. Yeah, they awarded Blackman third for some contact that took place at second base. The ball hit Lofton, and I think he was shaken up a little bit by that ball hitting his shin or his knee. Went right to Clifford, who was coming over, who made the throw across. And Ricky Rivera leading his case.
Yeah, the ball hit Lofton's ankle, and then he's just in the area trying to drop a tag, make the play. He was kind of on the third base side of second. So right when Blackman got up to his feet and tried to go to third, he kind of weaved around him a little bit, and I guess that's where the interference is being called. But
Rivera leaves the mound in the field of play unsatisfied, and he's got a couple more parting words for Corbett. He makes his way back to the dugout. So a big break for Blackman, as he was dead to rights on that throw, but the interference defensively allows him to take third. And now the infield in for the Woodpeckers. Later, Figueroa sees the second pitch of the at-bat. It misses outside. I'll take another look at that replay and see just exactly what that contact was. Definitely took a sec for Blackman to get up after diving into the base. 3-0 count now on Figueroa.
Yeah, it's one of those tough plays to call as an umpire and also as a middle infielder to get out of the way of, because you're there to make a tag, drop the tag, get the base runner. The ball just kicked away from you. You're looking around to see where it is, and you're not really thinking whether you're in the baseline or not.
3-0, that's on the outside corner. Go ahead, run it third with nobody out. Fly ball would be deep enough to give the Wood Ducks their first lead of the contest. 3-1, skied off to the left. Guilfoyle slowly getting up there in pitch count. This will be number 57. And it's over for a called strike three. Tyler Guilfoyle battles back after the home run, the single, and then the two bases picked up by Blackman. Now he has the first out of the inning. Strikes out Figueroa looking. Daniel Cueva will have an opportunity to drive in that run with one down. Fourth strikeout for Guilfoyle on the afternoon. And he pulls the string on the breaking ball. Man, 73 miles an hour, took off a lot of velocity. Cueva tried to lay down a bunt in his first at-bat with two outs in the second, before Gaston picked it up and threw him out at first. 0-1 is hit sharply right into the netting up the third baseline. We've seen Guilfoyle pull the rabbit out of the hat last inning with the bases loaded and nobody out. Now the runner at third and no outs, trying to do the same thing. 0-2, airmailed. See if he goes back to that fastball. 1-2. Sinks a little bit low, like the slider. Some movement right now in the Woodpeckers bullpen, but don't see anyone throwing just yet. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Once again, Tyler Guilfoyle going to that slow curveball. Gets back-to-back strikeouts and all of a sudden might find himself out of this inning unscathed. Runner at third, two down, and Connor Piotto, the batter. Another strikeout would put Guilfoyle tying his season high. It was six that came on the road against Columbia at the start of last week. But Piotto hits it sharply out into center field. Cole can't get there, and the Wood Ducks will take the lead. Piotto rounding first, heading towards second. He dives, and he's in safely with his second double of the ball game. So Connor Piotto, who has not played a single game this week, enters the lineup, a double in the third, an RBI double in the fourth, down east on top, 2-1.
And with his play, he's telling his manager, Carlos Maldonado, hey, keep me in here tomorrow, let me finish up this series. That was a slide into second base, and then he didn't just hook onto the bag with his hand. He used his elbow and his shoulder as well. He gave that thing a bear hug as he slid in there to make sure he didn't miss second base.
So he's at second. And Andres Mesa will get his first at-bat since entering the game as a defensive replacement. Takes a slider down and away. Mesa, 217 on the year, no homers, five runs driven in. Guilfoyle will look at second. Glances again, delivers. Fastball misses high and tight. Mesa out of Azua in the Dominican Republic. Infielder normally swings and fouls one off to the right. He came in as an outfield defensive replacement instead. Spent last year as a 19-year-old in the Complex League out in Arizona. Hit 243 with a homer and 26 runs driven in. Year before that, he was down in his native country in the Dominican Summer League. Mesa jammed on that pitch. It's 2-2. No, Joey Mancini is scheduled to pitch this afternoon. Could be him getting loose at the moment, ready for his outing. Guilfoyle's 2-2, the breaking ball nearly gets Mesa, but instead it's just a ball. Three hits in the inning, two runs already in. With Piotto at second. Ozzy Gallan led off the inning with a solo home run to tie the ball game. A check swing, and Mesa went around for strike three. Guilfoyle strikes out the side, but not before the solo shot from Gallan. And the RBI double from Piotto gives down east a 2-1 lead after 3.5.
Fans, we've got a couple of birthdays in the house. Double Play Doug has our special guest down on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. Folks, there's no better place to celebrate a birthday than right here at Segra Stadium with some Woodpeckers baseball. My man Barrett is turning 8. My man Patrick is turning 9. I need everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody in this joint to sing happy birthday. Are you ready? Let's make these kids feel special on three. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday. Come on. Let's go. Barrett and Patrick. Absolutely, absolutely. Come here, guys. Give me a go, Packers, on three. 1, 2, 3.
Go, Packers!
That's right. Good job, guys.
back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Aiden Curry. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Dory Lorenzo, the switch hitter, bats lefty to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Aiden Curry fires a fastball outside. It is 2-1 down east. Get a pair in the top half as they are looking for their fifth straight victory. Start this series. No balls, two strikes now on Dory. Curry came on in the second inning. Going to get through his third inning in relief. Missed a little bit outside with the changeup. And the New York native winds and deals. Lorenzo pops one straight up. And we'll go over everything behind us. Lorenzo 257 on the season. Takes ball three outside. He's found himself a nice little on-base streak as well. We talked about Clifford with 18 straight. Dory gets on here. It'd be an even dozen to start his season, but he sends it in the air right behind second base. Cueva calls everyone off, makes the catch for the first out. I'll bring up Leo's Danny Molina, who walked in his first trip. Curry working on what will be his 53rd pitch. And Molina takes it low and away. Woodpeckers will head out on the road next week to take on Salem. Up in Virginia, about a 3.5 hour drive north. And they will see the Kannapolis Cannonballers for the first time at Segra Stadium. Molina is aiming for the scoreboard out in left field. Can't connect. That series against Kannapolis could be a significant one with the Cannonballers at 11-6 to start the year, half a game up on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the South Division. Molina asked for time, and he wasn't granted it. Chris Janke did not grant him time, and so it'll be a called strike two. And now Ricky Rivera talking, and now a pitch clock violation on Molina, and he's called out. And now Janke and Rivera going at it. But I think Rivera, understanding the explanation, certainly didn't like it. And the umpires continue to be a big storyline in this series. Molina will go in the books as a strikeout, the second for Curry and the second out of the inning. Often takes one high. This has been quite the series, Chappie, when it comes to the men calling balls and the strikes. They have
box and violations and everything else you can imagine.
Pitch outside, Lofton grounded out in his first AB. Down and away. We had these guys last year as well a couple of times, Janke and Corbett, and I don't remember a series where there was so many controversial plays in it when they've been in Segra Stadium. 3-0, that's on the corner. Curry with the 3-1. And Lofton squares it up and lines it in the left center field for a base hit. It's got to feel good for Lofton. Had a 0-for-4 yesterday. Struck out four times and finally able to get through with a single and turn the lineup card over to Ryan Clifford, runner at first, two down.
Yeah, you love to see those fall in right now. If you're Lofton, I thought he put together a pretty good at bat with two strikes in the second inning. nearly had a base hit, just grounded it inside of that third base line, and that time got a good one to hit and maximized it. So two good ABs tonight for Lofton, and a good turnaround for him.
Here's Clifford. Drew Walken scored the only run of the ball game for Fayetteville last inning. On the move, Lofton pitches a called strike. The throw is skipped, and Lofton is in with a stolen base. Puts the tying run in scoring position. Lofton now with five steals on the year. He has not been caught yet. Another reason why it's so valuable for him to get going, just his speed on the base paths as Clifford fouls it back for the second strike. Clifford's average now at 333. 16 runs scored at the top of the order. Curry will bluff a move to second. Lofton not currently being held on, but Cueva lurking behind him. Shortstop not paying too much attention to him. Playing a bit up the middle anyways with the shift on for Clifford. 0-2 and Clifford fouls it off his instep. Didn't even flinch. Luis Encarnacion waiting on deck as Curry gets the sign. The 0-2 again. That one up and away. Clifford, the Raleigh, North Carolina native, drafted in the 11th round last year by Houston. Certainly invested in his future, and Clifford has bought in and shown why he's been worth it. Up and away, 2-2. Run on two hits, two errors in the field for the Woodpeckers. So far, they have left five on base. The 2-2. Little bit low. There's that discipline from Clifford. Those close pitches. Has just impeccable plate vision. And works another deep count on Curry. We'll see if he comes right after him. Just gets the pitch off, and the payoff pitch is fouled back. That pitch clock was ticking down quickly. I think he released it at one. Now they have to try to get another one in. The Packers struck first in the third. In the top half of this fourth inning, Down East responded with two of their own. Lofton leads off second. Another 3-2. And Clifford lines it sharply into right field, and it's caught as Mesa, charging in, makes the catch with one hand, and the inning comes to an end. Clifford hit it well, but not well enough. Woodpecker strand one on second base. We head to the fifth, still 2-1 Down East.
Battle. Who's ready for a round of knockerballs? Double Play Doug has our contestants down in the outfield.
I'm out here in right field, and nothing goes better with baseball than pure, primal, unadulterated, just violence, combat. Am I right? So we present to you Knockerballs, one of the greatest things ever invented. This is Ryan. That is Gordon. This is for world domination and bragging rights. They're going to hit each other so hard, their grandkids are going to feel it. Are you guys ready? Three shots at it. And go! Don't pile on. Don't pile on. Come back. All right, that's Ryan 1, Gordon nothing. Hold on. Back up. Relax. And fight. Still standing. All right. Okay. That's Ryan 2, Gordon 1. Gordon can still redeem himself. One more shot at it. You guys ready? Fight! And down he goes. It's Ryan, who's probably got him by 10 years and like 50 pounds, but it's still fun. All right, Ryan, even though you went down, give me a Go Packers on three. One, two, three. Go Packers! That's right.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 30, Joey Mancini.
Top of the fifth inning at Segra Stadium, 2-1 Down East leads, taking over on the mound for Fayetteville. It's the right-hander out of Boston College, Joey Mancini, taking over on the play-by-play out of Arizona State University. It's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Joey Mancini, no record, 4.63 ERA, entering his fourth appearance of the year. His first pitch to Abby Ortiz is outside for ball one. Well, we are very honored to be joined by Jeff Bagwell inside of the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. He's back again this year working with Fayetteville hitters and infielders. And, of course, Jeff, member of the 2017 Hall of Fame class and an Astros legend. Welcome back to the broadcast booth, sir.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. It's great to be here.
Swinging a pop-up left side, and that'll be strike one on Ortiz. Now, Jeff, I don't know if we mentioned it last time you were up here with us, but do you know that there's a burger joint here in-house named after you? Bagwell's Burgers down the first base line.
I saw it today. I think it was either Clifford or Whitaker telling me you're going to get a burger up there. So what is that? I've never seen that before.
Yep. Bagwell's Burgers.
That's funny.
I don't know if that was trademarked or not.
No, that's not trademarked. I didn't know anything about that thing.
Well, we're very glad to have you doing the East Coast circuit again. From what I understand, were you in the Dominican Republic the other day working out at that complex?
I was. I went down there for 3 days. That's a lot of fun. You want to talk about young kids? We got young kids here in Fayetteville.
We got
16-year-olds down there. So
wow.
It's an amazing thing to watch the kids, but it's a lot of fun. Just like being here, just watching the young kids trying to learn.
Line drive left side, and that gets fouled. And, yeah, it's such a young age to start a pro baseball career. Like sure. I said, as young as 16, we've got some of those guys who started in the DSL now with us, Narve Cruz, and plenty of pitchers that started their journey in the DSL and have worked their way up to the big leagues now, guys like Alimber Santa and Jose Fleury are with us. But
yeah, we got a whole bunch of guys that played on that World Series team last year. You know, you got Garcia, you got who else played on that team?
Framber Valdez.
Javier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian Abreu was on that team. So it's a heck of a program down there. It's kind of our lifeline where it starts down there for us. And to have these kids come up, it surely is beneficial.
Joey Mancini working a 2-2 pitch home to Abby Ortiz, and he sprays that one off to the left side to keep it where it is. So you're in Fayetteville now. Is the plan to do the East Coast swing again up through Asheville?
No, I got to go home for a little bit. I'm going to go home. I got to go to Asheville on the 18th of May. And then, of course, Sugarland and Corpus are kind of in my backyard. That's easy to get to for me.
So I'll
get back down here somewhere in July, maybe early August at the most, to watch these kids. Hopefully some of these kids move up to Asheville.
Sure.
Always fun to be here. Just be a little bit warmer next time I get here.
Yeah, it'll be. We'll have the East Coast humidity in full swing for you next time you're around here. Abby Ortiz grounds out for the first out of the inning. Saw you working a little bit with Ryan Clifford today over at first base. He made some picks over there earlier in this game that would make you proud over at first base. Yeah. What's been your impression of working with Clifford, one of the prospects we have here in town? Raleigh kid, so he's playing kind of locally. Well-spoken guy from when we've talked to him. What's been your impressions of Clifford?
Yeah, he's a grown man. He's a big old kid, and, you know, he plays right field. He plays the outfield. We get him to play first base a little bit. He's got good hands. Just getting him comfortable over there. The more time, the game will teach you, and the more we get him out here at first base, the better off he'll be. So, great kid, great swing. Obviously, you guys have seen him so far, so high hopes for him.
Pitch home to Tucker Mitchell is a ball, and it'll go to two balls and no strikes. Have you had a chance to talk to Drew Gilbert at all? I know he's first-round pick, of course, for the Astros, number one prospect now, And he was here for Fayetteville very briefly last year. Took all of about 23 at-bats and then got hurt, finished his season, but starts in Asheville. And he's got quite the left-handed swing.
He does. He doesn't swing at balls, which is great. You know, he's kind of a pain in the neck, which I love. But I got to spend a lot of time with him in spring training. Unfortunately, he was hurt most of spring training. Actually, mm-hmm. he was pretty much hurt all of spring training, which was mm-hmm. disappointing. But he's doing his thing up there, getting on base, scoring runs. He's a heck of a little player that could be in our future very soon.
Mm-hmm. Astros really focused on the outfielders, left-handed hitting outfielders. Yeah. Top of the draft, Jacob Melton, the number two pick out of Oregon State last year. And then they stocked up on all the pitching, which we have here in Fayetteville. Pitch is fouled away right side, and that'll get it to a 3-2 count.
Yeah, well, that's how you win. You win with pitching. You know, we won a World Series last year because of our pitching. You know, we have some timely hitting and mm-hmm. some great offensive players, but we win because of pitching and our defense, and we don't strike out. And that's what we're trying to do here and all through the entire organization is to keep that same formula.
There's a punch out of Tucker Mitchell for out number two of the inning.
And I know that winning a World Series, Jeff, no matter how you do it, is exciting. But when so much of that talent is homegrown, does it make it that much more gratifying?
Well, like you said, I'll take it no matter. I don't care if it's not homegrown or not. But you're right. It's very gratifying to the organization to have kids that have come through the system. You know what? It shows hope for the kids here or the kids in Asheville or the kids in Dominican, you know, that they can have a chance to come up through the system and do what we do in the big leagues. And if they stay with our formula, they got a chance to do that.
Underhand flip over to first by Joey Mancini. We'll stick with Jeff here through the break before the start of the next inning just to touch on a couple more points. And Jeff, you know, when we had you in the booth last year, the big story around the minor leagues was the rule changes that a lot of these players were working with. We talked to you about the pitch clock. Now these rules that we saw last year, they're at the big league level. And overall, it seems like the fan reaction's been pretty positive. I think the players overall have been pretty positive. What's been your thoughts on these rules making it to the big leagues?
I would say in the beginning of spring training, I would say that was not true. I think since then, not only has the players kind of picked up on it, but more importantly, the baseball has. And I think the umpires in the big league especially have done a great job of understanding how the game flows, and they've done a good job with that. There's some ticky-tack stuff that they try and do early in spring training, which is not going to work. But I think as a whole, everybody's gotten better. So it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere, mm-hmm. so you better learn how to deal with it.
How do you think you would have fared with the pitch clock, with your mannerisms in the plate and what, like Nomar Garciaparra, you know, would be pulling his hair out with the
pitch
clock?
I think I would have been fine. You know, Altuve had a tough time early in spring training, but I said, just keep one foot in the box and do all your stuff with your hands and all that kind of stuff. You'll be fine. It just takes a little time getting used to, and you got a timeout and all that. But it's tough for the pitcher at times, too. So you eventually figure it out. I mean, what are you going to do? This is the way the rules are, so you just got to adjust.
Well, we're celebrating Alumni Day here at the park, Colin, and I know you being an East Coast guy.
Yeah. I went to school at UMass, just up the road from where you went to school, at the University of Hartford. Joey Mancini on the mound today for Fayetteville out of Boston College. Oh. And I feel like there's some hidden gems, really, up and down throughout New England that a lot of people forget about when it comes to college baseball. Is it safe to say that there's a lot of schools that kind of are forgotten about up in that area?
You know, I'll tell you what, I talk about it with our scouting department all the time. That's where you're going to find some players, the kind of the hidden gems, because these are the kids that play in freezing weather, snow, all that kind of stuff. They're not outside until their first game. You know, so that's kind of, you find those players that they're hard-nosed, and those are the kind of players that I like. And I agree with you. Anybody can go to California or Florida or Texas and find guys that play it, 150 games a year, including, not so much in high school and college. They play a lot, put it that way. And they practice a lot and they do all that. We can't do that in the East Coast. So to find those players that succeed and play hard like that, I think they're beneficial.
And, of course, the New England area home to all those summer leagues as well, Cape League, New England Collegiate Baseball League, and countless others.
Yeah, I played in Cape for 2 years. Is some of the best time I ever had in baseball. And to be honest with you, that's what helped me succeed, because I figured out, even though I came from the University of Hartford, I could play with the Robin Ventura from Oklahoma State. So it's a heck of an experience for a young kid to get a chance to do all those kind of things. And it's special, and it's great for scouts, because we get to see the best players play against the best players. And, you get a chance to find out who's really good in this country.
You ever take any BP still? Ever step in the shell every once in a while? No.
No way. That's a lose-lose situation for me. Everybody expects something. If I do something, that means it's whatever. But then if I don't, then I look bad. So I'm not doing it. Plus, I can't see either.
We saw Griffey take some swings in. I don't know if you saw those videos.
Junior's been doing that since birth. Right? I was not growing. I didn't have that kind of talent.
Encarnacion, the batter in the right side. And, well, Jeff, you know what? Thank you so much for spending some time with us up here in the booth. Good to see you decked
Thank
out in the
guys.
Woodpeckers gear.
Yeah,
you got the
right.
hat. You got the pullover. You're hanging in the dugout.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. I'll be next to Whitaker here in a second.
Yeah,
he'll
since you weren't
my ear out.
Since you couldn't bat third tonight, we appreciate you coming up to the broadcast booth with us.
So
thank
you.
Jeff
thank
Bagwell, everybody, is the first out of the inning is recorded.
Thanks, Jeff. Still the most valuable signature on that poll. I don't know
right.
if that's ever going to get top.
He signed the poll last year. He signed the poll last year, and it's still right in the center there. So Zach Cole is now the batter, and he takes a pitch outside 1-0. And it was great to talk with Jeff, and really cool to see him annually now at this point make the East Coast swing, whether he's with Fayetteville or Asheville, now going to the Dominican and working with those very young professional players. And learning from the best. Like we said, we saw him and Clifford taking a little bit of practice over at first base today and doing some drills. And Clifford's looked sharp today with a couple of digs out of the dirt.
It's easy to forget how great of a first baseman Bagwell was defensively with the power that he possessed. Of course, everyone points to the 449 home runs, but won himself a few gold gloves in his day. Back in 94 in the strike-shortened year, he got that gold glove.
So Zach Cole into two-ball, two-strike count. And here comes the pitch from Curry. And he pops it back in out of play to keep it where it is.
Thing is, with that 1994 season, Chappie, it seemed like so many guys were having the best season of their career that year. And it's a real shame that we never got to figure out how that year would have ended. But Bagwell, a good example, at 368 that year, 39 home runs in 110 games.
Yeah, unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
I believe that was in 1994. And, of course, went to the one World Series, never won a series, but went to the 2007 World Series, the Astros losing to the White Sox. Two-ball, two-strike pitch as Cole continues to battle, and he pops another one out of play. So he'll continue to go. It's 2-1 down east after their two-run top of the fourth. Zach Cole today has been hit by a pitch and also singled. And he swings and misses at a high fastball. And that's out number two of the inning.
Man, how about Aiden Curry going deep into this ball game now at 84 pitches? They have stretched him out pretty well. I mean, hasn't been the most efficient outing for him considering he came on in the second inning, but the fact that he's only given up the one run over those innings, you got to like what you're seeing if you're in that down east dugout.
So Curry throws to John Garcia, and that comes inside and hits him. Got him on the left elbow. Second time in this series that Garcia has been hit, his team high sixth of the year. And he'll head down to first.
He's been wearing him the last couple of nights, and so good to see him get on base in that four hole. Even when the power hits aren't coming for Garcia, if you can just get on base and set the table for the guys behind you, a guy like Ricardo Ballo, who's been swinging the bat well, hey, you'll take that any day of the week.
Well, here comes the manager, Carlos Maldonado, and like you said, Colin, that pitch count getting into the mid-80s for Curry, so they'll take the ball from him here in the home fifth. He went 4 2/3 today. I make it 3 2/3, rather, for Curry. And he departs with a new right-hander coming in out of the bullpen. We'll tell you about him in a moment when we come back. 2-1 Wood Ducks.
What you say?
Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left.
Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 39, Florencio Serrano.
Hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Right foot again. Left foot again. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Freeze! Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can you go? Can you go down low? All the way to the floor? How low can you go? Can you bring it to the top?
Back with you in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ricardo Ballo, the lefty, will face new right-hander Florencio Serrano. The man on first is John Garcia, hit by a pitch, and that one is up and inside on Ballo. Ballo today had a base hit stolen away on a diving grab from Cueva at short. He also brought in a run with the sacrifice fly, and here's the 1-0. It's a fastball inside. Two balls and no strikes. So two runs on six hits, no errors for Down East. A run on two base hits and two errors for the Woodpeckers. A belt tie set and pitch is on the inside. It missed. Three balls and no strikes.
Serrano, a Texas native, grew up in Corpus Christi. Spent a lot of time, though, with the Down East Wood Ducks. He was actually on the team back in 2021. And has spent time here as well as in the Complex League.
So the 3-0, very high, and Ballo draws a four-pitch walk. Two will be on for Fayetteville with two away. Runner at second will be the record of Aiden Curry, who goes 3 2/3, and Ballo to the responsibility of this new right-hander, Serrano.
Really been impressed with what I've seen from Ricardo Ballo in this series. Even though hasn't always been base hits or extra bases, he's just commanded the plate very well as a hitter, has been selective, and he's given himself great opportunities to drive in runs.
First pitch breaking ball misses up above the shoulders of Gastone. And it's 1-0, so five straight balls for Serrano since he's come out of the bullpen. He doesn't have a ton of work with Down East this year. This is just his second appearance of the season. Only had one other outing. And that came in Down East's previous series against Carolina at home. That was last Friday night, April 21st. And he tossed a scoreless inning, walked one, struck out one. Sandro Gastone steadies from the right side. A look down to second base where Garcia leads, and he swings and taps this one softly up the third baseline. Serrano fields, turns, throws to first, and gets the out. Serrano gets himself out of trouble after the walk and fires out Gastone on a 1-3. So Fayetteville still trailing 2-1 through five tonight. We go to the top of the sixth next.
Pause. Make some noise!
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
Oh,
oh, watch out!
She's saying, come get me.
Come get me.
So I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I told her, I said,
yeah.
Well, let's go.
But I gotta keep it real now. Cause on the 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. But that just ain't me. Hey, cause I know I take that chance. She swears it's gonna leave. But what I do is the way she dance. Make sure they all right for me. The way she
back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Joey Mancini. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the left fielder, number 28, Yossi Galán.
Top of the sixth underway, and Joey Mancini begins with a slider to Yossi Galán. Here's his 1-0 pitch, and Galán swings and dumps it backwards for strike one. 1-2-3 inning for Mancini coming on in the fifth. And here's the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a high drive out into center field. Cole sprinting back to the warning track, and he makes the catch. Grabbed it over his left shoulder. And Galán a fly out. Struck the ball well today, including his home run to left in the fourth inning. It was an RBI double from Connor Piotto. He gave Down East their current 2-1 lead.
Yossi really has some impressive power. I mean, he was like off balance on that swing. Still managed to hit it almost 400 feet to dead center field. Just so much raw power in that motion.
JoJo Blackman takes strike one, and now a call for time. Step out of left side. Adjust the gloves and dig back in. So here's the 0-1 pitch. It is outside. One ball and one strike. Joey Mancini, the Boston College grad, pitching behind Tyler Guilfoyle, who went four today. And a swing at a pitch below the zone. 1-2. And that one's down to the dirt. Blackman strolls up the first baseline. Gaston hops on top of the ball, throws up the line, completes the strikeout. Second K for Mancini. And Joey Mancini had a great debut here at Segra Stadium. Four scoreless innings, three walks, eight strikeouts. He's pitching at home for the first time since that debut. Out in Columbia, had a solid close to the series. He pitched last Sunday. And he went 4 2/3, gave up a pair of earned runs, no walks, five strikeouts. Aside from one outing in Columbia where he gave up four runs over three innings, he's been exactly what you hope for. Changeup down low. Yeah, I think he feels comfortable pitching at home in front of a big crowd, and got to do that against the Fred Nats a couple of weeks ago. Now this time around against Down East. Wine kick, 2-0 pitch, Figueroa cuts it a high one. And he missed it, 2-1.
Yeah, my only concern for Mancini so far through this outing, I'm wondering how he got his pants dirty. Both the front knees are dusted up.
2-1 is a fastball, and Figueroa late swinging at it. So it's two balls and two strikes. With two outs in the inning, there's a slider that lands, and Figueroa knew it. Strike three called, and it's three Ks for Joey Mancini. Over two scoreless, six up, six down for the right-hander. And we go to the bottom of the sixth with Down East still leading, 2-1.
Fans, we have some groups in attendance this evening. Take a look at the big board, and when you see your name, make some noise to let us know where you're sitting.
Thank you.
back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Florencio Serrano. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 16, Torey Lorenzo.
Bottom of the sixth inning, low-scoring game tonight. Torey Lorenzo leads it off, 2-1 down east. And the first pitch is popped up, middle of the diamond. This will get into very shallow center field where Cueva, the shortstop, calls everybody off, makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Florencio Serrano, who came on in the fifth inning, got the final out, and now gets to work a clean frame. Leo Molina, the next bat. Serrano peers in, winds, kicks, fires. And a first pitch fastball is a little high on Molina. A comfortable night for baseball. Some overcast skies now above our heads. And we'll see how tomorrow goes with the forecast. But might be one of those tarp on and off type of days. But that's just standard procedure out here in the Carolina League.
Now hopefully we get that one in with a series in down east 3 weeks from now. Might yep. have to make that one up down on the road at Granger Stadium if so.
Two ball, no strike pitch is in the zone and called a strike. Leo Molina today, a walk and a strikeout. And a fastball knee level on the inside, called strike two. Molina thought it was low. It was an odd strikeout, though, for him in the fourth, where he called for time, didn't get it. He was trying to step out of the box. Pitch came across, was called a strike, and then he was hit for a pitch clock violation on the strike three pitch. So really just kind of had a chaotic back and forth with the umpire, Chris Jahnke, and never really settled in. And in comes a 3-2 payoff. Molina swings and hits a liner, foul, tailing towards Bagwell's Burgers. Yeah, somebody's going to have to get Jeff Bagwell kind enough to join us here on the broadcast, one of those signature burgers out there. They have the incinerator out there right now, and I don't know if he's a spicy food type, but that might be what he needs to try. Fly ball, it's got ghost pepper mayo.
We're going to get a call from the corporate, though, if we put Jeff Bagwell in the hospital with too spicy of a burger.
It has ghost pepper mayo and hot Cheetos. Ooh. 3-2 off the end of the bat. Somehow that's a fair ball. And it's flipped over to first by Serrano, but actually now Chris Jahnke is calling it foul. Or did he? No, he's calling it a fair ball. Leo Molina thought it might have hit his foot. It was an inside pitch. It somehow hit the end of the bat and went the other way. And 3-1 will be the call there. And Jackson Lofton comes up, nobody on, two away.
No shortage of strange at-bats today for Leo's Danny Molina.
Yeah. Yeah, these have been some odd ones. Jackson Lofton attacks the first one, lines it foul into the netting. Something's caught fire beyond the left field wall here as well. There's a big plume of black smoke billowing into the air. Lofton swings and ouch, hits that off of his foot. It rolls all the way towards shortstop.
Hope everything's all right. Looks like it's over by the bridge. But back to the action on the game. Lofton, he's been squaring up the ball well these last couple at-bats. It just seems like he's been early on almost everything, whether it's an off-speed or a fastball. And he's going to take another second to make sure that front leg's in good shape.
First baseman Mitchell off the line. Here's the pitch to Lofton. He swings and fouls it straight backwards. Single for Jackson Lofton in the fourth inning was his seventh base hit of the year. And it was just the second hit of the game for the Peckers tonight. No ball, two strike pitch. Down in the dirt. And Serrano has the count go to 1-2 on Lofton. Ryan Clifford, top of the order on deck. If Lofton can extend this sixth inning. Fayetteville trying to end a four-game losing skid. Longest of the year. Lofton pops this up towards the rain tarp on the first base side. Mitchell over onto the track, and he makes an over-the-shoulder grab that ends the inning. So 1-2-3 sixth for Florencio Serrano, that is. And we go to the seventh with Down East leading 2-1.
We would like to wish a happy 92nd birthday today to Mr. Jarvis Anders. We'd also like to thank him for his service. Mr. Anders served two tours during the Korean War and retired after 20 years as a first sergeant in the Army. Mr. Anders is accompanied by his son, Curtis, who is also a 20-year retired Army vet who served during Desert Storm. Let's hear it for Jarvis and Curtis Anders, and thank you for your service. Repeat after me, attaboy. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Joey Mancini. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number five,
Daniel Cueva leads off the top of the seventh inning. Joey Mancini back out to work in this 2-1 game. And to take you through the seventh inning play-by-play, here's Colin.
Another bunt laid down by Daniel Cueva, and Gaston fires it into right field. And Cueva ends up at second base. Once again, he didn't get it too far out in front of the plate, but it was just far enough where it forced Gaston to rush the throw. He sailed it wide to Clifford, went all the way to right field, and by the time that John Garcia got to it, Cueva was up to second base, so he's in scoring position representing big-time insurance run to kick off the seventh. Going the books as an E2, the third error of the ball game, and the eighth in the last three games for Fayetteville. And up comes Connor Piotto. Two doubles already today. One that drove in a run back in the fourth inning, both against Tyler Guilfoyle. This is the first time that he will face Joey Mancini. No balls and a strike. And time is called. Piotto originally from Canada. Came from Mississauga, 25-year-old, with a check swing, and he went around. Mentioned previously out of Wright State, college teammate of Quincy Hamilton. Ironically enough, he played summer baseball here in Fayetteville back in 2019. Pitch misses high. Played for that Swamp Dogs team in 2019. It's a bit of a homecoming. And he has certainly showed out with the two doubles. Got a 1-2 count on him, and Mancini skips a breaking ball in. No advance, though, from Cueva. Manager Ricky Rivera playing in Fayetteville as well in the Coastal Plains League. It's back in 2014. There's a called strike three, and Theodo goes down looking. Good bounce back for Mancini after the error. Picks up his fourth strikeout. And with one away, Andres Mesa will get his second at-bat of the ballgame.
Officially called that last play, calling on the Cueva bunt, the a throwing error. So no base hit on the bunt, but an E2.
So it means six hits on the game and a peel, and Mesa went around. No balls and a strike. Joey Mancini from Bridgeport, Connecticut. The 0-1. And Mesa hits one on the line out to right field. Garcia backing up at the last second, makes the catch. He's hit so hard that Cueva didn't even get a chance to tag up. And Mancini might find a way to get out of this inning with no damage done, two down. Abby Ortiz has driven in runs throughout this series, looking to add another RBI to his ledger. 1-for-2 with a single and a walk this afternoon. First pitch from Mancini. Hit on the ground, first base. Clifford fields it behind the bag, underhands it to Mancini, who tags the base and gets out of the inning. So despite the leadoff throwing error that put a runner in scoring position, Joey Mancini gets out of it. He has gone three scoreless innings with no hits allowed and five strikeouts. Stretch time at Segra Stadium. Fayetteville trails 2-1. Digs in for the fourth time this afternoon. His team trails by a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. Appreciate you tuning in, whether it be on Bally Live, MILB.TV, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, or through the MILB First Pitch app. Catch all the coverage both home and away here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network all 2023 season long. Clifford with a 1-1 count. Florencio Serrano back on the mound for would be his second full inning of work. He got the final out of the fifth inning for pitching a 1-2-3-6th against the bottom third of the Fayetteville order. Clifford off the end of the bat. It will end up foul out of play. Clifford fly out to center field his first time up. He has since walked in the third, came around to score, and lined out sharply to right field. Serrano deals. Misses inside. Series concludes tomorrow, 2:05 first pitch, weather permitting. And Clifford takes strike three on the inside corner as he spins away in disgust, one away. Just the first strikeout for Serrano since entering the ball game, but after a walk to Ricardo Ballo, he has set down five in a row. They look to make it six against Luis Encarnacion. First pitch misses up and in. Serrano, in just his second game this season, he only went one inning in his previous game. 2-0 on Encarnacion. It was a scoreless inning, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. That one misses inside, and Encarnacion can sit dead red here. That average at 167 for Luis, and limited action, joined the team a bit late on the road against Columbia last week. He swings away and nearly swung his head off. Fouls it right back. Pecker's trying to stop the four-game slide. Fastball called strike two on the inside corner. Crowd did not like that one. In a game that was completed earlier that started last night, that was between Kannapolis and Carolina with the Mudcats taking a 1-0 victory. As Encarnacion takes another close pitch, but this one misses, and it's a one-out walk. Second time Encarnacion has reached base. Tying run aboard. And Zach Cole coming up. Kannapolis and Carolina will start the second game, a seven-inning affair at 7:20. Both teams now 11-7 atop their respective divisions. Middle of the sixth inning between Salem and Delmarva, 3-2 score there with the Red Sox on top. Just one hit in the game, but three runs scored for the Boston Red Sox single-A affiliate. Called strike one on Cole. He is 1-for-2 with a single and a hit by pitch. He has also stolen a base. Serrano nods and deals. Down and in. The Charleston River Dogs, through three, have a 1-0 advantage on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the second place team in the South Division. Columbia with a 1-0 edge on the Augusta Green Jackets. That game being played down at SRP Park in South Carolina. Throw over, Encarnacion back standing. Fredericksburg, they are ahead 1-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats up in Virginia. That game in the bottom of inning number two. 1-1 on Cole, the pitch. And that one dips right down the middle. This will be the 35th pitch for Serrano. Again, some stretching going on in the down east bullpen, but nobody throwing just yet, so could conceivably try to take this to the end if they want to stretch him out that far. Here's the 1-2. In tight on Cole. Houston Astros started their game right around the same time as the Woodpeckers had first pitch. 5-10 start. Philadelphia leads Houston 4-0 in the top of the seventh. In tight, and Cole battles back. He was down 0-2, and it's now full. John Garcia on deck. Cole gets on. He'd represent the go-ahead run. 2-1 lead for down east, bottom seven. Payoff pitch, and Cole can only foul it off. Astros trailing They're only one game back out all of a sudden in that AL West behind the Texas Rangers, who are at 15 and 11. Stroh's at 14 and 12, a pickoff play. Encarnacion back, and now Serrano has to go home. That was his second pickoff in this at-bat. The 3-2 count, one away. Encarnacion a big lead off of first. And he's in, on the move. A swing and a miss by Cole. The throw down, and Encarnacion steals second. So Cole retired for the second out, but at the very least, that extra pickoff throw allowed Encarnacion to take another step. And he has himself a stolen base. He's in scoring position, and in steps Garcia. John 0 for 1, only one official at-bat. He has also walked and was hit by a pitch to go along with the strikeout in the third. Serrano from the stretch, and Garcia sends it foul. Dating back to yesterday's game, Garcia has had 7 plate appearances, and only 2 of them have been official at-bats. He's been hit twice and has walked 3 times along with those 2 outs he's made. Very late swing on the breaking ball and fouls it right past Ricardo Ballo in the on-deck circle. So he's down 0-2. Woodpeckers have had trouble winning games when trailing late. 0-10 this year when trailing after 6 innings. Only down a run, though. Still 7 outs to work with. Fastball down and away on Garcia. On this day 1 year ago, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers got a great pitching performance in a 2-1 victory over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Franny Kobos retired all 12 batters he faced in relief en route to the victory. Third base line, and it's foul. Brian Salgado got the start in that game, went 5 strong innings as well. Two guys that have moved up in the Astros organization. We didn't see much of Kobos last year, in fact. He had that outing, and that was pretty much it for him in Fayetteville. Astros had seen enough and decided he was on to bigger and better things. Slider down and away, and it's now even 2-2. Garcia not really being held on at second. He's got a pretty sizable lead, hoping to score on a base hit. Garcia hits the 2-2. It sinks into left field and drops. A late stop sign put up by Ricky Rivera at third. Encarnacion pumps the brakes. And John Garcia keeps the inning alive. Two-out single puts runners at the corners. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first. Ricardo Ballo at the plate, responsible for the lone RBI in this ballgame for Fayetteville. Ballo lined out sharply to short in the first inning, hit a sac fly to left in the third, and drew a walk in the fifth. He was the first batter that Serrano faced in relief. And he strikes this one well, out to right field, a long run. Mesa can't get there, it's all the way to the wall. Rounding third, Garcia, he's going to try and score. Heading to third is Ballo, and he's in with a slide, a 2-run triple for Ricardo Ballo. Fayetteville takes a 3-2 lead. What a week he's had.
Yeah, Colin, he continues to square up the ball better than anybody right now in the middle of that order. He's been finding gaps, and he comes up with a huge swing. You credit John Garcia for keeping the line moving, getting it to Ricardo Ballo, one of your consistent hitters this week, and he did not miss that baseball.
And a pitch clock violation called on Sandro Gaston, so he will start this AB down 0-1. Ballo has driven in all 3 runs today for Fayetteville. It's what he did in the FCL last year, and he's started to do it here in single A. Gastone takes a strike. It's 0-2. So for the moment, that puts Serrano on the hook. And Joey Mancini, six outs away from picking up a victory. Still a long way to go, though, here in Fayetteville. Two-strike pitch. Gastone lays off. He has put the ball in play in all three at-bats, but has not reached base. A couple groundouts and a pop-out. Lights on as the sun sets behind the clouds in downtown Fayetteville. Gastone with a wave and a miss, and that ends the inning. Not before a two-run triple off the bat of Ricardo Ballo gives the Woodpeckers a 3-2 lead as we head to the eighth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, you feel that? That's the power of love. It's time for the ERA Strother Real Estate Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
It looks like love has finally found me.
Kiss Cam.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain.
Kiss Cam.
I don't know if I can face it again.
Double Kiss Cam.
Can't stop now. I've traveled so far.
Kiss Cam. Cam.
I know you can show me.
Kiss Cam.
I wanna know where love is. I want you to show me.
Kiss Cam.
Me. I wanna feel. I wanna feel where love is.
Kiss Cam.
I know.
Kiss Cam. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Joey Mancini.
Joey Mancini now on the mound with a lead. Fayetteville taking the lead in the bottom half of the seventh. It is 3-2 at Segra Stadium. Tucker Mitchell will greet him. And back on the play-by-play, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. The first pitch is popped out of play for strike one to Mitchell. Mitchell, Villarreal, Gallon, 3-4-5 for Mancini to work through. He has not given up a base hit since he came on in the fifth. Pitch is outside and low, 1-1. And now he has the 3-2 lead, as mentioned, thanks to the Ballo triple. Driving home two, the pitch. And a tapper is foul. Tucker Mitchell to a 1-2 count. Top hitter in the lineup at 4-10 on the season, but tonight 0-3. Fielder's choice and a pair of strikeouts. Fayetteville pitching staff has combined to strike out 10 over the first seven innings. They struck out 15 yesterday. And here's the pitch home. Fastball outside. And Mancini's kept the pitch count pretty economical as well. 41 now over his three plus innings of work. Here it is. And a tapper at the plate. Another foul ball. Let's keep it where it is on Tucker Mitchell at 2-2. Woodpeckers now just six outs away from ending what is a season-long four-game losing streak. They lost three in a row in Columbia. They've lost three in a row here at home. Seven of the last eight, but trying to turn the weekend around. And now the 2-2. Mitchell chops it along third. That'll get left to the chalk. A foul ball, and it'll stay where it is. Mitchell swings, hits a Fly out to left center field. Cole sprinting over in the alley. He's got it for out number one.
I talked to you yesterday, Chappie, about his reaction time in center. That time he showed off the closing speed on that fly ball. Sometimes it doesn't matter how good of a reaction you get. You got to be able to keep that pace all the way through, making a catch deep in the alley. Cole able to do that, took away extra bases for Mitchell.
Yeah, caught the ball in stride, moving to left center field. Now it's Miguel Villarreal looking at strike one for Mancini. Now he's still out hitting Fayetteville tonight, 6-4. It's the Woodpeckers that lead 3-2. Here it is, the pitch. Change up downstairs. And it is 1-1. Miguel Villarreal has singled, hit into a double play, and grounded out to the pitcher. He tried to attack a fastball above the zone, and he missed. 1-2. Mancini has struck out 4 tonight. He winds and pitches. And a slider drifts down and outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Middle infield playing back, corners straight up. And the 2-2 pitch is popped out of play down the right field side. Mancini shakes the head no, has the one he wants, comes home, and here's a line drive softly out to center. Cole coming in, and he'll let it short hop him, but now it kicks behind him. Backing up the play is Garcia. He bobbles now. Touching second, going to third, Villarreal. Here's the throw. He dives in, and he's in third safely. Oh, and a blunder out in the Woodpeckers' outfield. Cole missed the ball. Then Garcia couldn't grab it cleanly, and what should have been a single has turned into a basically a triple, and we'll see how they officially score this. You might be able to give an error on Cole and then an error on Garcia. Right. You might have 2 errors on this play, E8 and E9.
That's one that just can't happen right there. Cole got caught in between, wasn't sure if he was able to dive for it, got by him, and then Garcia just could not pick it up cleanly out in deep center.
Yosi Gallon is the new hitter, and he swings it one up high, so the Fayetteville infield going to have to play in. Down East has had quick responses tonight when Fayetteville scores. The 0-1. Gallon looks at a breaking ball just outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. When the Woodpeckers took a lead on a sac fly in the third, it was this guy, Gallon, who quickly hit a home run in the next inning to tie the game. 1 ball, 1 strike pitch. Up and outside. 2 balls and a strike. I think you want to nibble around the corners a little bit with this guy, Gallon. 2-1 comes in, a check swing, and he didn't go.
It does appear that 2 errors were issued on that play, so that brings Fayetteville to a season-high 5 errors today.
Yeah, so it'll be an E8 that allows him to get to second, an E9 that allows him to get to third. Gallon whiffs through a hovering slider to the outside. Good pitch for Mancini. And go to 3-2.
Too often you see a team win with 5 errors in the field.
Yeah.
Fayetteville's got an opportunity tonight.
Managed to have a lead at the moment. The pitch. Gallon checks the swing and one down low. They appeal and he did not go. It is a walk, but with one out and Gallon being the power hitter he is, representing the go-ahead run, I think you're okay taking that walk if you're Mancini, the first one that he has issued tonight. They put him on and they'll try with JoJo Blackman. The first meeting on the mound coming. Zach Wilkins working his way out there to chat with the entire infield and Mancini. Gives us a moment to take a peek around the Carolina League scoreboard tonight, where Delmarva and Salem are playing out in Maryland. Shorebirds have a 3-run bottom of the sixth going right now to take a 5-3 lead. Charleston, who started a disappointing 6-13, is the defending champions for consecutive seasons. They lead 1-0 tonight at the Joe in Charleston over Myrtle Beach. That game's in the bottom of the fourth. Augusta trails Columbia 3-2 in the top of the fifth from North Augusta, and the Fred Nats and Lynchburg Hillcats tied at 1 in the top of the fourth inning. We got the earliest start out of everybody today, aside from Carolina and Kannapolis, who are playing a doubleheader. Carolina won game one of that doubleheader, 1-0. And game two is scoreless in the first. Delmarva Salem will also play a doubleheader today after they wrap up game one in the sixth inning. JoJo Blackman now. And a first pitch slider hooks in there for strike one. Blackman has struck out twice tonight and also singled, scored a run, and stolen a base. Had the home run yesterday, his second of the year. Tying run on third, go-ahead run on first. The pitch is up and inside. So 1-1 on Blackman. Nobody throwing yet in that Fayetteville bullpen, but there's some relievers out there stretching and using the bands, getting ready. Mancini peers in, working from the stretch. Toes the first base side of the rubber, left leg kick and pitch. And here's a deep fly out into right field. Garcia back on it. It's over his head, and it one hops off of the top of the wall. Villarreal scores from third to tie the game. Gallon circles to third, and JoJo Blackman has tied this game up at 3 with an RBI double. A couple of big games for JoJo Blackman on Friday and now Saturday, and the threat still looms. Go ahead, run now on third.
That's what happens with those miscues in the field. Maybe a different situation if Cole initially was able to field it on a hop, keep it to a single, then even more so if Garcia could get the ball in. But any game where you have this many miscues in the field, more miscues than hits, it's going to be very difficult to win, and now Fayetteville will bring the infield in. And now we're going to have a discussion between the umpires.
And now before the first pitch came home to Figueroa, Chris Jenke and Michael Corbett are coming together, and they're looking over at the third base area. But nothing comes of that, and we'll carry on. So some eighth inning drama here. Run home to tie the game. Infield playing in. And the lefty, Glader Figueroa, 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts, pops the first pitch up. This is back towards the seats, and it is, oh, caught. Caught by Gaston, and ends up staying in bounds. And that's a big second out. Sandro Gaston has had some interesting occurrences behind home plate this season, where he's been having to work against that net. That one barely stayed inside of the field of play, and Figueroa pops out, brings up Daniel Cueva.
A couple of nights ago, he actually dropped one over by the on-deck circle. This time, though, nice little basket catch to get the second out.
Big lead for Yosi Gallon. Here's a ground ball left side, and that'll squeeze inside of the third baseline all the way out towards the left field corner. Home from third is Gallon. Blackman will score. Down to second, Daniel Cueva. A two-run rolling double down the left field line to give Down East a 5-3 lead.
Well, that's what they tell you about the shift. Hit them where they ain't. There's a reason why the Rangers are so high on Daniel Cueva, top 30 prospect. Ability to hit to all fields. It was very late on that pitch from Mancini, but still found a way to just keep it inside that third base bag. There's a lot of green down there with the infield and outfield both shifted over to the right. So plenty of room to run for Cueva. Drives in two. Just more timely hitting in the eighth inning for the Down East Wood Ducks.
Connor Piotto, who's had a big night at the bottom of the order, takes ball one for Mancini. Fayetteville bullpen is now activated. A right-hander is loosening out there. And here's a line drive out into center. Cole back on it, still back, lunges, it's off of his glove and all the way to the base of the wall. Daniel Cueva is in. Connor Piotto is to second, and he has his third double of the game. He drives in his second run, and the Wood Ducks are now doubling up the Woodpeckers. It's 6-3.
When it rains, it pours. right now for Fayetteville. And you have to feel for Joey Mancini on the mound. Pitched himself a really strong start to this outing, and then it seemed like those two errors just kind of had a snowball effect on everything else. Now all of a sudden, enter the inning up one, down three, and mood certainly changing for everyone in that dugout. It's got to be frustrating when you're already looking at a five-game losing streak coming into the game, and now that reality slowly setting in.
Well, the Woodpeckers had their big inning yesterday with all the doubles. That was in the seventh. Down East has had theirs tonight at the right time. Andres Mesa in an 0-1 count looks at a fastball for a strike on the high outside corner. 0-2. The three doubles in this inning give Down East six extra base hits on the night. Down and in pitch, and Mesa pops it out of play. Half the extra base hits, the three doubles coming from Connor Piotto. In a career game for him. Ten hits now as an offense for Down East to the Fayetteville four. Here's the kick and the pitch, and it's high and away. So one ball and two strikes. This was the first game in the series where the Woodpeckers were able to take a lead first with a run in the third inning, but Down East countered with two in the fourth. Fayetteville scores in the seventh. They counter with four in the eighth. Every Fayetteville rally has had a response. And now Sandro Gastone has the baseball get stuck in the webbing of his catcher's mitt. He was trying to tie those laces a little bit earlier, and I think the webbing of the mitt's coming a little loose on him.
Just one historic note, three doubles in the game for Connor Piotto. First time it's happened by Down East Wood Duck since Alejandro Osuna in June of 2021.
Oh, something we haven't seen from a Down East player in almost 2 years. A swing and a high fastball, and Mancini gets out of the inning. He strikes out Andres Mesa, but major damage done. Four runs home, three RBI doubles. Blackman, Cueva, Piotto drive them all home. And the Woodpeckers trail 6-3, going to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the ninth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the Smithfield Sizzle Cam. Let's get sizzling. This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 50, Adrian Rodriguez. Of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
The Woodpeckers trail by their largest margin tonight, 6-3. Dory Lorenzo starts the inning with a liner out to left. Stays up long enough for Yosi Gallon to secure it for the first out. So one pitch, one out for Adrian Rodriguez. He's the new right-hander into the game for the Wood Ducks. 1-0 record and a 3.00 ERA. He has pitched in six games now, five out of the bullpen. He's recorded two saves. He's in a safe spot here if they work him through the ninth. So his third opportunity. Leo Molina now takes the first one, a changeup in the dirt for ball one. Six innings, two earned runs, five hits, three walks, and five strikeouts for Adrian Rodriguez, the 21-year-old right-hander drafted by the Rangers in the 39th round of the 2019 draft out of Florida Virtual School in Orlando, Florida. A pop fly left side. This is towards the shortstop. Cueva pinwheeling his arm, calling everybody off and making the grab. A line out and a fly out. And Fayetteville suddenly down to their final four outs tonight. Brings up Jackson Lofton.
Rodriguez touched 100 on that last fastball. He's a flame thrower, and that says a lot when it's coming from a pitching staff. There's a lot of guys that can really climb the ladder with their fastballs.
Works out of the stretch. Rodriguez, the very tall righty, stands 6'5", misses down and outside with 100. 1-0 on Lofton. He singled out into left field back in the fourth, steps in 1-for-3. And here's the kick and pitch. Breaks the bat. Wood chips fly. A grounder to shortstop. It's scooped up by Cueva with one hand on the run and throws over to first, gets the out, and it's a very quick 1-2-3-8. 6-3 down east. Going to the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, it's time to guess tonight's attendance. Doug has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
Thank you, sir. Everybody, this is Milo. Milo, how old are you?
4.
Milo is 4 years old. Milo, your job tonight, she's an easy one. All you got to do is tell me how many people came to the game. Can you do that for me? Okay, look at the screen out there. Here's the numbers. Is it A, 4,594, B, 4,718, or C, 4,902? Which one do you think it is?
C.
Milo says C. Give it to him. Let's go! Let's go! Yes! You did it. Milo, look in that camera right there and say, go Packers.
Go Packers.
That's right. Let's go.
And repeat after me. Attaboy. This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 43, Manuel Urias.
Abby Malek Ortiz leads off the inning for Down East. It'll be followed by Tucker Mitchell and Miguel Villarreal. Woodpeckers have gone to a new right-hander of their own. It's Manuel Urias from Mexico, the Sinaloa, Mexico area, and he misses low with the first pitch to Ortiz. Down East uses a four-run top of the eighth inning to go in front, and here comes the pitch. It is chopped foul along the first baseline. Abby Ortiz today is singled, walked, and grounded out a pair of times. Six runs on 10 hits, no errors for Down East. Three runs on four hits and five defensive errors tonight for the Woodpeckers, which have been very costly. Slider missed down and in. 2-1 on Ortiz. Just announced our Saturday night crowd attendance a moment ago. 4,902 with us at the ballpark tonight. Fastball down and away, but called a strike right on that low outside corner.
It's a new high on the year. Good to see.
Yeah, everybody packed the house tonight. Dogwood Festival going on across the street. Busy weekend out in downtown Fayetteville. It's a ground ball pulled over the right side, and Abby Ortiz grounds out. Molina throws him out. He'll go to 1-for-4 on the night and bring up Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell with a pair of strikeouts, a fly out to center, and he's reached on a fielder's choice. A rare 0-for-4 night for the Wood Ducks' top hitter. Now batting an even 400 on the season. And he swings and flies it out into right center field. Cole moving to his left and makes an over-the-shoulder grab in the alleyway. Nice catch by Cole. He's been busy out in center field tonight, making plays in the left center field alleyway, out in right center, taking good angles, and he's got two outs for Urias.
You're absolutely right. We've seen him make some great catches as well. We've also seen him struggle a little bit out there, but that's just the day in the life of a center fielder. You're always running around out there, and some days you have it, and some days it just doesn't work out for you. Got a little bit of both today, though, from Cole.
First pitch swinging from Miguel Villarreal, and he goes to 0-1. Asheville started playing tonight in Bowling Green, but they've been delayed in the bottom of the second inning due to weather. Line drive out towards second. Lunging attempt by Molina gets underneath him and out into right field. John Garcia will get it back in. Leo lost the sunglasses and a few other accessories as he dove in the grass out there. And a two-out base hit for Miguel Villarreal gives him a three-hit game. It'll allow Yosi Galan to step in for a fifth time.
I feel like there's been a couple of games that's been affected by weather right now out in Bowling Green. That series, they've been struggling to get through that series.
Edinson Bautista got the start tonight, so we'll see if he's able to carry on through the delay. Galan swings through a first pitch breaking ball in its own one. It was 3-2 when the game was delayed. A lot of scoring right out of the gate. Runner on the move to second. Galan swings and pops up a high one to shallow right. John Garcia strolling forward and makes the catch on the run to end the inning. So scoreless ninth for Manuel Urias out of the bullpen. And Fayetteville has one more chance to come back from 6-3 down as we go to the bottom of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
That for you. Those puns are a swing and a miss.
Kind of like them.
Your Wyndham is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating? No matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
back on the mound for the Wood Ducks, Adrian Rodriguez. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 15.
Woodpeckers with one more crack at it tonight. Ryan Clifford, Luis Encarnacion, and Zach Cole, the top three in the order, get to hit against Adrian Rodriguez. 6-3, Wood Ducks on top, trying to win their fifth straight game here in Fayetteville. And Clifford swings at the first pitch, hits a searing liner over the head of Mesa and all the way to the base of the wall. Mesa plays the carom, hits the cutoff man, but no throw to second. Clifford dives in with a leadoff double.
Whenever you need a rally, you want your catalyst to lead things off, and that's exactly what Ryan Clifford is. Out in right field, Mesa took that first step in, realized quickly it was going to be over his head, didn't even try to play it, got it in as quickly as he could. Thought we might have had a play at second base for a second. He made a pretty good throw in, but Clifford just enough speed to get there. Those extra base hits starting to pile up as this season's going on for Ryan Clifford.
So now it's Luis Encarnacion. First pitch down and in on him. There he scoots out of the way of another fastball. So two balls and no strikes. Two-run inning in the seventh put Fayetteville ahead briefly 3-2, and then a four-run down east eighth has put them in front by three. The pitch down to the dirt. Get Encarnacion on. You'll have Zach Cole representing the tying run. You'll have the two top run producers for the Woodpeckers in Cole and Garcia. Two top home run guys as well coming up. 3-0 pitch. Inside, no. Encarnacion stepped out of the way, called a strike. And it's 3-1. Rodriguez a peek down to second base, and he pitches inside. That is ball four. Encarnacion draws his third walk of the game. And the first two are on for Zach Cole, and that'll warrant a meeting on the mound. For Adrian Rodriguez, this is the second time this week the Woodpeckers have seen him. He recorded the save back on the 26th.
Can't ask for a much better start to this inning for Fayetteville. You get two guys on, and it sets the stage for a couple of power threats. You get your team leader in home runs coming up to the plate, the chance to tie it with one swing. You got a man on deck who's got a couple of home runs this year, and in the hole is the hottest batter in your lineup, who has a two-run triple already in this ballgame and has driven in all three runs.
Well, the Woodpeckers made it interesting last night, loading up the bases. They were unable to bring anybody home as two down east relievers were able to lock it up. Couple of ninth innings this week, they've been able to put runners on. Haven't come across the ninth inning rally yet. Can they get one here? Zach Cole into the left side, and the first pitch from Rodriguez is a slider down to the dirt. He checked the swing. Did he go? And yes, he did.
Oh, man.
Ricky Rivera yelling from the third base coach's box. And again, it's not an advantageous spot or a good spot for the umpires to make a call on a swing like that when you have a two-man crew and there's a guy just directly behind the mound. Zach Cole down nothing and one, and here comes the next pitch. He swings early on a fastball and chops it foul.
98 inside. I think he was trying to take some frustration.
Oh, we've got a balk. A balk has been called on Rodriguez.
Wow.
And runners will be going to second and third.
So that pitch does not count, Chappie.
That does not count. It'll be an 0-1 count on 0-1 count on Cole. I didn't see the balk, but Clifford going to third and Encarnacion to second. Cole today has singled, been hit by a pitch, struck out twice. Again, back to an 0-1 count. Rodriguez, a long pause this time, pitches, And splits the middle with a 101-mile-per-hour fastball. Cole representing the tying run at the plate. And here comes the 0-2 kick and pitch. Cole takes it below the zone. That's a good take on a pitch that was about knee-high. It was a curveball that sloped off at the last second, and Cole saw the spin on it and let it go by for ball one. 1-2 count. Mitchell guarding that line over at first to the pull side of Cole, and the 1-2 is on the low outside corner and called strike three. So Cole down looking for the first out, his third strikeout tonight, and it'll bring up John Garcia.
Right now, one out, even a fly ball wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but you realize down three runs, you just need as many base runners as you can, keep that line moving.
First pitch to Garcia, is down and inside. Checked the swing, was able to hold up. It was 97 coming in hot from Rodriguez. Garcia put together a really good two-out at bat. His last time up in the seventh, singled into center and set up Ricardo Ballo for the two-run triple that put Fayetteville in front. Here comes the 1-0. Inside. Thigh-high fastball, and Garcia had to scoot out of the way, so it's two balls, no strikes. I think you're probably taking a pitch here if you're Garcia. Force Rodriguez to give you a strike and try and get back in the count. Open base down at first. Trying to load him up for Ballo on deck. 2-0. Garcia does swing. Pops this pitch up along the first baseline. Piotto and Mitchell coming together. Piotto dances around and makes the catch along the line. Tough pop fly way up there. Just about 15 feet up the first base line, and Piotto, who was on the foul territory side of the line, had to make that catch right on the fair side. Had that ball dropped to the dirt, would have been a live ball.
What a game he's had. The three doubles and then probably the biggest defensive play of the game so far by Down East, reeling that one in. Had that ball dropped, I think it would have been fair.
So here is Ricardo Ballo. Gave Fayetteville the lead with a two-run triple in the seventh. The first pitch to him is just off the low outside corner for ball one. Ballo has been a really nice injection into this lineup this series, now batting .333 over his first five games. The set and the 1-0 pitch. Ballo takes it low. Two balls and no strikes. He has the two-run triple. He's also doubled this week and driven in all three of Fayetteville's runs tonight. First was on a sack fly. Both times he's driven in runs, it's resulted in Fayetteville leading 1-0 and 3-2. 2-0 pitch. Down and in. So three balls and no strikes on deck is Sandro Gastone. Ballo waves that bat over the plate. Rodriguez, the upright set and pitch. And he settles in, gets a strike in there on the inside. Ballo started walking up the line. He'll return home. He also hit a ball incredibly hard to the shortstop Cueva back in the first inning that was hauled in on a diving catch. So although he's only 1-for-2 tonight, should be 2-for-2. 3-1 coming. Ballo swings and taps it foul. So credit Adrian Rodriguez here, going to Old Reliable. The fastball falling behind 3-0, but putting a pair of pitches in the zone and getting this game to teeter on a 3-2 count. Clifford at third, Encarnacion at second. Follow the tying run at the plate of this 6-3 game. Rodriguez is set, has his pitch. Here it is, and it is high for ball four. He went with an off-speed offering. Looked like an attempt at a backdoor slider, and Ballo able to lay off to load up the bases for Gaston.
I was very interested to see what Rodriguez would have gone with there. A couple of fastballs to get the count full. Would he triple up? But instead, he tries to get the breaking ball, and he nearly pulled it off. It only missed inside by a couple of inches. Just an outstanding take by Ballo.
Sandro Gaston digs in. The right-handed hitter, 0 for 4. First pitch. And he muscles up and fouls it straight back.
We know Sandro loves his fastballs. He got one right away. And at 101, I think he might have even been early on it.
I think you're right, Colin. It looked like he was kind of lunging a little bit with that left arm. No doubt he has power. 12 home runs last summer in the DSL. The pitch from Rodriguez. And Gaston ducks underneath the slider. 1-1. Fayetteville has gotten the tying run aboard in Ballo. Gaston representing the winning run in this 6-3 game. Here's the set and the 1-1 pitch. Gaston chased it up high. He tried to climb the ladder 100 miles an hour, and that one's near impossible to get a hold of. So Rodriguez gets the Woodpeckers down to their final strike again. Gaston has only struck out once tonight. He's put three balls in play. Steadies from the right side. The sign is given. The set by Rodriguez and the pitch. Gaston strikes out swinging. 101 down the middle to end this game. And Adrian Rodriguez picks up his third save of the year. Fayetteville strands the tying runs on base in this ninth inning. And they have dropped their fifth straight game here at home. The season-long losing streak continues, and tonight the final is 6-3. We'll break it down next on the Woodpeckers postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
I wanna drink that smile, I wanna feel like I time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth, and thanks so much for coming on out, being a part of our Saturday night ball game. Nearly 5,000 of you packing the park today, our biggest crowd so far of the 2023 season. Dogwood Festival going on across the street. Great weekend to be hanging out in downtown Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers, Colin, today made progress in terms of taking a lead early. They were able to hold Down East off the board in the first inning, which was the big key for Tyler Guilfoyle going into this one. He was able to check that box, and the Woodpeckers got their first lead with that sacrifice fly from Ricardo Ballo. He would end up being the offensive MVP in this game. RB, a two-run triple later on that gave Fayetteville the 3-2 lead. But it seemed like every time the Woodpeckers rallied, got a couple of runs across, took a lead. They had two of them tonight. Down East had a response.
Yeah, they've had it all series long, it seems like. They've always had that response. And you have to tip your cap to the Wood Ducks, the way they've been able to come through offensively and come through in the clutch. This is very similar to what we saw on Wednesday, where Down East fell behind in the bottom of the seventh inning and then had a huge top of the eighth inning to take that lead. Joey Mancini had himself a strong game on the mound, too, and then things just kind of got away. A couple of miscues in the field. Five errors defensively for Fayetteville, certainly not helping the cause. So don't want that to be lost in the shuffle of how good he looked over the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. But yeah, just a frustrating stretch really for Fayetteville. They've been putting the ball in play a lot more Adam balls too, where they've hit the ball hard. Donyer Cueva made a great play on Ballo in the first inning.
Yeah.
Saved a run at the time. Ended up being a pretty significant play when you think about the grand scheme of things. So ultimately, Fayetteville's got one last chance against Down East to try to end this series on a high note. We saw the Fredericksburg Nationals do that against the Woodpeckers in the last home series,
yeah.
And it kind of helped them get things going again in the series that followed. So maybe the same effect could happen here for the Woodpeckers as they get ready to go on the road next week against Salem. All you can ask for is to get that win and get the vibes back going in the clubhouse, get everyone really in a good mood for that six-game swing that's coming up.
Yeah, Sunday wins go a long way. Fayetteville was able to get one in Columbus last week when they were on the road against the Fireflies. See if they can try and close out another series with a win tomorrow. Quick turnaround, 2:05 p.m. out here at Segres Stadium. The pitching matchup for you tomorrow has Michael Knorr. He was out of the bullpen on Tuesday. The Astros' third-round draft pick out of Coastal Carolina will be on the hill tomorrow, 1-0 with a 3.97 ERA. And right-hander DJ McCarty will be the starter for Down East. No record, no ERA for him. Sunday fun day out at the ballpark, 4 for $44. Packages available on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. You can play catch and run the bases after the game as well. So come on out to the park if you enjoyed it tonight. One more game tomorrow, then a Monday off day, and we're off to Salem, Virginia come Tuesday. And you can follow that action on the road as well. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, and MILB.TV if you want to watch the game while the Woodpeckers are away from Segres Stadium. That'll do it for us tonight, everybody. Thanks again so much for coming out to the park. 6-3, the final score. Down East goes to 11-8 with the win. Fayetteville to 8-11 with the loss. Back at it tomorrow, 2:05 p.m. First Pitch. Until then, drive home safely. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night if you're going out to Dogwood Festival to close the evening. Thanks for being with us, and we hope to see you tomorrow, everybody. So long for the booth.